Blog Talk Radio.
Cocaine by you know who, the great one, Eric Clapton. And guess what? That's all we're hearing this whole week on Foolish TV, Foolish TV News. So we're going to be hitting you hard today with some information that is happening. We don't have these debates on these programs, and man, they come to fruition later on. So I'm looking forward to my brother coming on. We're going to be talking about some NFTs. We'll get to idea what's going on. I got the show name, The New Money Changers. They are the new money changers. Count on that one. So we'll get into that later in the program. You know, some stuff that's happening right before our very eyes. But, hey, it takes a hard hour to see, that's for sure. Now, before I get started, let me give a special shout-out. Oh, my goodness, great time yesterday, everybody. Much love to the Richmond Heights family. Out there in Richmond Heights, Florida. Beautiful, beautiful program. Jazz in Richmond Heights. Unbelievable program. Seen some good friends. My old band, man. What a great time to see so many beautiful people. And to have a community that was a beacon in the beginning of us all coming here when I got here. Oh, my goodness. To see it to be revitalized and being put together shows that we can make things happen. So much love to that. All the people out there, Shirley Murdoch, everybody, great time at that event. The politics do play a part because you got to have funds. You got to have funds. In order to have an event, you have to have funds. Now, I go to these things now. I'm going to do special shows on these things. I'll be follow-ups. I got to go maybe to these politicians. You know? And hey, brother, Mickey, Councilman, Keon, make sure I'm saying it all, Keon McKee, great job of just giving a family atmosphere to the Richmond Heights family yesterday. But politics still plays a part of this. And we got to go ask for tax-based money. I want to know who's funding these zip codes the most, because there is a new money-changing crew coming on. Before we get into that, though, let me just say, again, much love to everybody out there who's listening as well, but we're going to get deep today, I told you. I told you we can't play because, unfortunately, they don't sit down. They don't stop. It's non-going. All the way. All the way. I mean, non-stop, everything. Like I told y'all last week about that summit meeting. Now, if you don't go back and follow stuff up, it makes it sound like I'm making stuff up. But we're not. And then you start to hear it days later. I told people, call me, I mean, I heard that on your program. Days later, they hear it on the actual news because, again, alternative news people all across this whole hemisphere are tired of lying news. It just can't work. For y'all to believe these news, it's just unbelievable. Because how could somebody find out that cocaine in the White House, they all raided many people's houses. Know who had coke, no fingerprints. So you got to know it's big, what's going on. What a distraction. What a distraction. We'll begin to that. The biggest distraction is Russia, as always. Now, this story is not even being talked about at all. But the meeting in South Africa could be a big one. That's why I said the money changers. Because, you know, the story was with Jesus. Went before the money changers, he was quite upset, volatile. Most times you don't see Jesus in any of these stories volatile, but in that one particularly, he's volatile. Kicks over the money changers, meaning could have a bigger fit. The money changers flip over to you in that flip, kick the foot money table, flip the government, flip everything. The exchange, what's new, what's not new. We'll get into that later in this program. Now, here, I'm going to call you when I play a clip. So if you're listening, I'm going to call your number so I have you in the queue this time. And so while all this is going on, all this money changing, no one's saying nothing. It's just going on. And now they got Putin going over there. And unfortunately, I got to play the clip for you a little later. But how, if he goes there, he's supposed to get arrested on war crime. I'm not making this up. And I didn't even know that this whole sanction is based off Roman law. That BRICS program is Roman law. It came up. We'll hear it later. And then we're going to jump into something, man. This presidential election year for everybody, man. Don't get hyped up, everybody. Don't be trying to go at each other. Don't do it. It ain't worth it. Now, those who are going to participate, we ain't going to even hate because I know we got to do something. But just make sure you understand what you are reading. When they say sustainable funds and sustainable this, that means you have logged on to the carbon green deal emissions. Man, boom. You know, we want to cut the CO2. Pollutants. We play the pollutants, but they don't say who the pollutants are until after the sci-fi movie. See, that's scary. So you sign off, and then your local government gets the funding. They locked in. Can't get out. Stuff up. This is real stuff. So what's happening with this is we looking at a South Africa event that's unbelievable. So that's one to look for. But this RFK, the things RFK is saying is unbelievable. No news coverage at all. Now, just came out of RFK Jr. running for president. Now, this president, I said, you got Cornel West. Come on, y'all. Cornel West, who is running on dismantling the USA. Now, how are you going to win being president or I'm going to dismantle the USA? I mean, I just want to see how that is done myself. That's a debate right there. Can that be done? Can that be done, anybody? Somebody ask me, can I run over? I'm going to just mail the government as soon as I get in. I don't get it, but hey, that's what he's saying. So we got these people saying it, but here's where it gets deep. RFK says some stuff that's outrageous. I mean, if I'd have said it, y'all said it automatic, we'd be on. I mean, anybody big, God forbid, anybody says this. But this is a quote. He says, RFK Jr., COVID may have been ethnically targeted by a weapon to attack Caucasians and blacks while sparing Chinese and Ashkenazi Jews. I said, oh, hold on. I got to choke on that one. Water. Did you hear that? Thank you. I had to choke on that one. Sparing the Chinese. And I said, wow. I mean, to say that ain't on the view. Nobody. But it's out there. Go look it up. That's big news. And then the biggest news of all, in order to bring down any group's morale, take their movie rights away. Movie night gone. No more movie night. And because of no more movie night, you know what that means, right? No re-series or the series y'all fell in love with, they may not come on. Meltdown. Automatic meltdown for what ain't going to come on. So don't go crazy over that. Don't go crazy over that. Please don't go crazy over that. But now we got to play something. You know, I told you, past, present, future is this program. This is past, present, future. That's why it's called OU Drive, both past, present, and future at the same time. Got that back. Where's Phil Valentine? Remember we had all the greats? Every month a new person was coming. That don't happen no more. YouTube messed up any public appearances. Nobody wants to pay for that. That's for sure. And money is not a thing, according to the rappers. You know, you ever see the movie? Every rapper video, it's stacks of, are they real money? Come on. They always running around. I mean, all over the jewelers. I said, man, this is. And then you got the nerve to say you want reparation. You know how that looked to the world? Here you is in dot. We got billionaire rappers now talking about buying this, that. It's going to be a hard case. It really going to be because they're going to say, well, aren't you already? Because, hey, now, if they put us in a condition that's unreal, we'll see how we react because that's when people get at their best. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. It really is. It takes a calamity, which is in your Bibles. I hate to use the Bible, but that's a secret book. It's like, I told you, it's not a normal earth book. It's not like, it has symbolism galore in it. It cannot be read literally. It could be read literally if you want to, but that would be a poor choice. And it did say that great city. And then, you know, some people ask, Sodom, Gomorrah, Babylon, the Great. But Rome is a hell of a thing. The Roman Empire did fall. Similar to right now. And you know why I know that? Because we did a talk show one time and it said exactly this. It said, when I found the info that somebody gave, it said during the time of the Roman Empire, I started reading, boom, 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 boom. It says cooking shows or cooking events in the Roman Empire would be, there was celebrity, bakers, whatever, anything in the art, they would just raise it and give it to the people. I said, man, that's deep. And then we did a show called Christocracy. Now everybody is saying that we are under idiots. Hey, I told you. I told you the name is called Christocracy. That's what we are under, a government of idiots. Now they're telling you. We got to realize one thing, everybody that's listening out there. Anybody can be deceived, including myself. That's why I tell y'all every time myself. Now, hey, I can be deceived. Man, it's some deception of people out there. You never know what's out there. Could be anybody. Very deceptive because of what's going on. Run away from the facts. See, one thing about the facts, Even if you don't like it, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Because the facts normally hurt. Shit, anybody I know normally hurts. Now, if a dude who daddy got shot, or uncle got shot, both of them got shot, they warn you, and then later on we find out that he was saying before all this that they were using vaccines. Y'all remember that? And then he started telling everybody that, you know, be careful because it's going to be bigger. It's going to affect everybody during the COVID. Everybody. Everybody heard this. You know what you won't hear? You know it's made up, everybody, when you don't hear this. If I'm only playing it, and to me, y'all let me know after y'all hear these two quick clips before we start getting deep with y'all out there. If these two, if I can find this clip, and every day y'all heard Jamie Foxx running around now. I mean, we got Netanyahu just fell out. Nobody knows what's happening with the fallout. I mean, falling out, everything, all over the place. People, you know, it could be anything. I could fall out. They may blame that on that. I mean, I'm just saying, just look at how this is working. You can get I'm going to tell you how hypocritical Jamie Foxx is, everybody. Jamie Foxx said that he was against the industry vaccine mandate. He said, I was against it. He was against it. Yet he went on a book signing tour in 2021 in which no one was allowed inside without proof of vaccination. Now, you see how that hypocrisy works? I'm against it. Wait, they can't be around me, but I got the book tour. Yeah, everybody got to be vaccinated. This is how this is working. Y'all heard from Martha Stewart, y'all still okay with that. Now, I'm going to play the antithesis of it, the opposite of what y'all been hearing. And you tell me what is more crazier, the ones that you listen to all them saying, take a shot, took a shot, blah, 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 or this type of people telling you what they're doing.
If the 2009 pandemic had been much more deadly, would that have ended up being a better thing for humanity?
I mean, the sad truth is that when there's a major crisis, it focuses attention and usually resources and some significant mobilization falls.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
To make it sexy, right. I think we have to, I like the concept, disrupting this field. There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity
right.
of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes. But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
We need, number one, this time to be different, and we also need to really organize ourselves in a way where there will be accountability for sustained action and not just response.
Now, I don't know which one. That's a meeting at a major news event that they had. Fauci there, everybody. I mean, and they talk. This is like before the COVID got crazy. They had this meeting. Sat down and said, how can we make it sexy? And that don't upset you, so of course you know they got to go to phase two on you. It's no way. If you could sit back and all of us watch this, man, they got a hell of a show. Let me make sure I got everybody. I got here, but here I'm about to call you in here because I know you said call your phone, and I'm sure we're going to do that. But just think about that, everybody. I'm going to tell you something. if they can see, I mean, they got the power to see. That's why I try to say it's like almost like a Decepticon. But I got 10 minutes before I start bringing people. I mean, people. Cause I remember, I know it's 11 o'clock now. If they could deceive this good, I watched a movie the other day by accident called Alice. Now you know we played the real people who got freed in 1960 was F7 and 8. And that was in Mississippi. So they did a similar. And I said, man, if you could just see people that long, think about it. When the movie came out, she was, when she seen a truck, she went crazy. You know, you had Common in there. I said, I knew they was talking about that the cotton picking truth. I knew they was talking about that. Because I said to myself, check that out. The premise was, you could deceive so long, even clues didn't even bring any brainwashing out. They had a liar that was way out. Come to find a little boy, they were hearing radio noises. Didn't know it. Was the radio. See how powerful deception could be when you keep the mind in darkness. No light can get in. Now, again, I told you, you're going to be hearing some clues today on what they're going to be calling. They're already calling it this, but they're going to change the name to sustainable just so they can keep getting government money. You must do these things.
Hello, everyone. Jim here from Storm Warning News, and a storm is brewing. It is a supernatural storm in these end times. Now, as the elite sycophants of Satan meet in Davos, with the World Economic Forum, a chatty-do get-together that they are having, J. Michael Evans, president of the Alibaba Group, is talking about a new social compliance platform that's already been tested in Chinese cities and how it could be the wave of the future. He's talking about the ability to track your carbon footprint, folks, to monitor and track it and show you ways to improve the way you are living to be more green compliant. Let's hear what he has to say.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
To the average person, this would sound wonderful. Oh, how could I be more green compliant by having this thing track me, where I'm going, how I'm traveling, what I'm doing, how much fuel I'm burning, what kind of food I'm eating. Track me. Help me to monitor how well I can be green compliant. Folks, this is pure evil. This is complete and total control. This is surveillance, my friends, on steroids. In my
opinion, on steroids. So, now, again, you're gonna hear terms in the through this whole election cycle of carbon. You're gonna be hearing sustainability, climate control, all that in that language. That's why I say, it's hard. Reading this fundamental. Ain't no doubt about it. And now, the Big Daddy. I told you. Something's going to break down, y'all. That's why we're doing this. NFT. The money changers. The new money changers. That's a prophecy that could be fulfilled easily. Just a lot of people not realizing certain aspects of how they could easily trigger their own economic downfall on purpose. Makes sense. Be one of the easiest things to do. Some of the easiest things to do. They would have no problem doing it at all. Not at all. But here's the big news. I didn't say this. You're going to hear out of Africa, because you know, sometimes y'all got to have Africa in there, otherwise y'all get, you know, Afro beats loving that stuff. So you got to. Africa having a summit meeting next month. Putin ain't supposed to be there. No news coverage. They hate Putin so much, you would think the United States would be so happy. But here is what they're saying in South Africa and in Russia. I'm only going to give you the last 4 minutes, then I'll open up the mic. Here, check this out.
Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to attend an economic summit in South Africa next month, and the country is desperately trying to persuade him to stay away to avoid the legal and diplomatic fallout over his international arrest warrant. As a signatory to the treaty establishing the International Criminal Court, South Africa is obliged to arrest Putin on an indictment the court issued against the Russian leader in March for war crimes involving the abduction of children from Ukraine. So to arrest or not to arrest Putin is a question we are asking. And joining us for this discussion is Dr. Sergei Markov. He's a former spokesperson for President Putin, former member of Russian Parliament, and director of the Institute of Political Studies and Russian Political Scientist. Dr. Sergei, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hello.
Now, the Kremlin has reacted to South Africa Deputy President's statement that to avoid a clash, Russia should send their foreign minister to the BRICS. But Putin says he will attend in person. Is the president daring the ICC to arrest him by accepting to go to South Africa?
Frankly speaking, I think this situation, after interview of Vice President of South Africa Republic, should be made more clear. Because according to my information, situation is quite different. And this, it's not so much Vladimir Putin want to come to South Africa and South Africa authorities don't want to see him. Mm-hmm. But on contrary, President of South Africa, who visited Moscow 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. asked Vladimir Putin to come to South Africa to take part in this summit. Mm-hmm. But Vladimir Putin not sure that he wants to come. Vladimir Putin don't want to come because security problems. But it's not from because International Criminal Court decision, but it's because possibility of terrorist attack against Vladimir Putin. And this terrorist attack could be organized by United States of America or United Kingdom. Because they demonize Vladimir Putin and they support terroristic methods of Ukrainian government. So situation from my point of view, on contrary, it's not Putin want to come and South Africa authorities ask him not to come. But South Africa president asked Putin to come. And president very reluctant because security issue and security of President Putin jet has not been for sure because very long distance through the whole Africa and some of the African countries has too good relations with United States.
Now, put it simple, heard that hard accent. You heard, it's almost like a James Bond movie. Did you just hear that? It's almost like a James Bond movie. Think about that one. He said, espionage, we got terrorists. America is a terrorist attack. He said, Great Britain and America, that's the Anglo-Saxon alliance. This is a major, major event if played out in a scenario that will cause total flipping of the money changers. We'll be right back. 2 minutes, I'm bringing y'all in, because guess what? We all will be standing on the verge.
Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, Lee.
Together. That's 9927. Let me hit you up first. Go ahead.
Resurrection, everybody. Resurrection.
Yes, yes. See, you've been holding it. Go ahead.
I will start with, because everything is so funny. NFTA, or NFT, I'm sorry. I called it the bunk company.
Yeah, I thought about that one. Yeah.
I'm sorry. The transportation. No. NFTs, okay. I mean, I was into it, and then I got out of it because I didn't, you know, all that. It just reminds me of a banking system that was taken from the, you know, the physical form and put into a more, like, digital AI formation and then put all these codes and shit all on it. And now you can get NFT loans. What the fuck you need a loan for? I'm trying to figure this system out here, because if we change the money and everybody should be able to get the money or whatever, what do you need a loan for? See, that's, it's the same scenario over and over again. Ain't nothing changed. It's just in
I'm going to say this until we bring up on my brother, because he was at the one here that was amazingly strange, but at the same time, interesting who showed up. I don't know which one everybody was in, because it's like a multiple of.
It's a whole bunch of stuff going.
It's a whole bunch of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. But I'm gonna jump off of that.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then I'm gonna go on to the the COVID thing, man. With the we're gonna target white people and black people. If you do that, then you're gonna just only not affect the Jews. And what about the rest of the people? You forgot about the India and all of them. I mean, what? Come on.
I don't know if they're Ashkenaz or not. That's a hell of a statement. Hell of a statement there.
That they put out there is all fake fucking news. They were targeting everybody. They didn't give a fuck. They were targeting everyone. So if anybody believes that bullshit, that they were targeting China. They were killing their own people first. They were killing our people. Everybody was killing each other. Everybody was going to take the shot and putting in the technology, because, you know, they didn't want to tell you. They trying to hook you up to the AI where you just don't have to do anything. The AI just scan your body and whatever you want, you know, there it is. But that's, you know, it's not going to happen like that. That's not what it's all about. That's what they were advertise and pretend like you're going to be, this great person that's going to go, or you can go and your body scan, put your face, and you get what you want. That's a bunch of bullshit. When they get ready to want to control your ass, then and make you do crazy shit, which a lot of people was doing, which a lot of people are doing, which is suicide.
Okay, a lot of people are doing it. They're out there. Suicide. Yeah, they're out there.
Killing each other is suicide. Killing yourself, that's still killing yourself. When you go out there and do shit over some pussy or whatever, or somebody took a little bit of money, because we get crumbs anyway. It's crumbs. You know what I'm saying? And then they advertise through entertainment that you're supposed to have all this shit to be comfortable, but you got to maintenance all that shit to be comfortable. It's all, you got to have handlers with you, you got to have maids, you got to have this and that, and you got to be able to take care of these people. So that's all a fucking illusion. That's a lot of work.
That's a family. It's like maintaining your family.
You
it's
need a network of people.
It's a concept, same concept. Yeah, network
right.
of people. Yeah.
That's right. And so, and then I'm like, yo, why they keep trying to play this? That this is all, y'all, we playing this here. This is a game. Everything is illusion, yo, for real. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, who is making up the Roman law, the draconian Roman
yeah,
empire?
Yeah, I thought that was
draconian
strange.
Draconian reptilian Roman empire
yeah.
law.
Roman law.
Is what they are, because Romans are actually the draconian. They're the same entity. They're the same motherfucker. Okay,
no.
This is their laws that's out here, these which
right.
is nothing but concepts. They're not even laws anymore. They're concepts. And we comply to concepts every day. We work for negative entities 24/7, just like Disney, just like any other entity you go to work for. I got up, used to work for Spectrum. What they do, manipulate the mind. They advert. They are the adverters. They make sure that you become advert, meaning that you're going to end up changing your mind quickly. As soon as we put this commercial on, you're going to be hungry.
Right.
Here
it's
we
free,
go. And that's free, when the powers come up.
Free, well,
that's when
the
powers
yeah.
coming up.
Which is very powerful.
That's
it's
all
pretty,
around
it's,
us to make sure
around,
that
yeah.
we are strictly
uh-huh.
in that mindset.
I'm going to get some more of y'all here. Let me get some more. I got you in the queue. Go ahead. Jump in. I'll feel you in there. I see you swirling around. 6661. I hear you.
Hey, my brother. Great
Go
dawning.
Ahead. Yes, it is.
Great dawning, my brother. Great dawning. Popcorn in tow. what could I say? Jack Bauer. Always.
Yeah.
You know, Boris, the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. Boris Bedanov and Natasha, Kamala or Haji or Vivek.
yeah.
Vivek is Haji and Kamala is Kylie. And you know, Auntie Maxine said, I was watching this thing. She said, it's a done deal. Agenda 21, it's a done deal. And their job and the points of the agenda or the Green New Deal is to get everybody off the road. And I was watching this thing where they're now, or New York City is planning on implementing a toll of travel, a downtown toll, you know. And it's good, whether you got it or not, baby, your tag is going to be scanned for that whatever funds that they're raising to get you off the road. But it's a done deal. Now you have the double cross in Hollywood now, because Hollywood was the major perpetuators of this false reality, which a lot of these sheep are following. Now they are being double-crossed, because now AI, even though AI told them and what homeboy said, the one over
Elon.
Tesla,
Elon
said, hold up, let's pump the brakes. And now we've seen a clip where AI said, most definitely we're going to take y'all out. Who do you think we are? Y'all dumb. So we're smarter than y'all, but we're going to take y'all out. So now what AI, they're going to use AI now also, and Hollywood is now on the constructs of a strike, because they're going to use AI now to either artificially write the screenwriting and also the actors. We don't know. We're looking at the real thing.
That's been the big. That's been the big debate from all these programs. All y'all been on here. The big debate is
we don't know. We don't know if we're going to be looking at fake. What's fake or not?
Yeah,
so and now you got the new CEO front man for BET, and we've always talked about the agenda of them pushing the feminist movement. Tyler Perry with this thing now, he got his new series called Call Her King.
Yeah.
But what we see with the construct about Ukraine now and everything's coming out now that Ukraine was the deal where they had homeboy on the mic saying, Biden on the mic saying, I told him, say, we weren't going to give them a couple billions we were going to give them unless you fire the prosecutor. But see, all in all, Ukraine, even Israel and other them places that you posted with the money laundering and all that, all this is bigger than us. We just guppies in this big pond of sharks. Ukraine was the payoff for all the money laundering, that black gold and all that Russian oil that was going on and the changing and the weapons and whatever, and NATO agreements, the double cross was all that in there. And so now the supposedly homeboy created 17 tapes with them on it that they've been slow walking. So, I mean, bro, when it all come down to, man, Caesar ain't going nowhere, and Caesar is going to be rendering his dues.
That's
the everything.
Problem. Now, when everybody look at this fall and everything that it happens, the restructuring that y'all are saying about everything going on, y'all just
Fred Coin about to hit.
Yeah, all this
everything.
Well, this is
just
where,
being a better place to live, my brother.
Perfect timing for, because I'm bringing you, Brother Hill, I'm bringing you on. Get ready, 11:30.
Russia in Africa. Come on now, Africa warning. Putin not to come, but they gonna arrest him if he do come. How do you warn somebody? If you're gonna arrest somebody, how do you warn them first?
Yeah,
unless they're tired of it.
They say it's a Russian, it's a Roman edict that you can't have your guests get arrested if you invite them in your land. So I was like, oh man, I said they coming up with some outstanding stuff there. So you got to look at this, everybody. I mean, it's out there. I couldn't make this up if I tried. Let me get some more calls before we get to some more of y'all out there. Let me go to 6010.
Yes, definitely a series and a movie. A movie and a series.
Oh, it is. It's an absolute. I mean, when I look at this, I tell everybody, I said, man, I mean, all y'all out there listening, y'all got to be said to yourself. Y'all play this scenario in your own head. You can see it almost when you able to look at them. Here we go again. And who knows the election? Some form of fashion, they got to have some type of altercation. Chaos has to ensue. Let me go to 1069. 069.
Great. Brad Bones.
There you go.
How you doing?
All right, there you go, brother. There you go, brother Caddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, excuse me if there's any noise. But, you know, it's good that you touched up on NFTs, because I've been sitting on about 154 designs with about 600 and counting variations. So I may be interested in starting some NFTs myself. So I'm going to tune in to whoever's going to speak on that. So I appreciate that. Copy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. He went, I say, event happened here in South Florida, right on the beach. And again, quite interesting that we have virtual reality. Remember, we're supposed to be a crypto city. We only had the so-called hotel fall down here. All the controversy has been here in good old Florida. That's for sure. Let me get a hold tight. Let me get 2245. It's just everybody's in the queue. I ain't taking nobody out. There you go. 2245. Go ahead. You in there? I just
all right.
I
this is Brother Kwame.
I got
but
you.
But anyway, you know, this whole thing with South Africa, we being done the magician trick again in the land of Oz. The thing that you're doing is the biggest fiber network is coming into South Africa. They're dropping cable around South Africa. It's called the Terrestrial Fiber Optic Project. Terrestrial Fiber Optic Cable. This is what they're dropping around the continent of Africa. They've got to connect into it. And you got to look at the WHO. We're talking about the WHO. They're getting ready to come into to the continent of Africa. 18 million malaria vaccines are going to be implemented between 23 and 24.
Wow.
WHO is coming into the continent, going to vaccine 18 million. Who are they focusing on? Mostly the young people, because you look at the largest population between 18 and 30 is in the 70% of it is in the continent of Africa. The largest youth population is in the continent of Africa. Then you turn around with this terrestrial fiber optic project, came out of the womb on South African continent. Who? Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was born on the in South Africa.
South Africa.
So why wouldn't he want to invest in his homeland in order to have that dual richness that they're getting out of the Republic of Africa? Because China has stepped in, and 70% of the cobalt, tin, gold, and titanium is coming out of the Congo. China has 70% of the mines in their pocket. So you're looking at this crypto, what they're getting ready to create, this currency, is because they're creating a current to click it. Because we got to look at something. They took the people out of the continent and did what they did in order for us to pick it. We picked the industry that they call the industrial age. We picked the cotton. Now we turn around here and we're getting ready to start clicking so they can stay even richer. Picking and clicking is what we're still doing. Picking cotton, we did that, made this country the most wealthiest place because they called cotton the white gold. And they turned around and used it and used the threads, fiber optics. Used the threads to create what? Textiles. What are we doing? Twitter and texting. It's the same industry. They just put it into a new technology. That's all they've done. And who is the people that's using to use and to make this possible? The ones that they took off the continent, the ones they're going back to the continent to get, the ones that they're using the mineral wealth of that continent. When are we going to wake up?
That is a very good, Africa seems to be holding these summit meetings, and these black nations are there. I just don't, the wake-up call has got to be universal, unfortunately. It seems to kind of be a universal wake-up call, everybody, because that is definitely some things. Dr. Ngimi, much shout-out to you. Dr. Ngimi, those of you who don't know, who translated the book for not Stone Legacy, but it'll come to me, but he is the one who brought that Congo information to a lot of us. Sheikh Diat, he translated Sheikh Diat's book from French to what we got today. And it's amazing.
The barbarism.
They still chopping people's heads off. I sent the video. It's unbelievable. They actually don't play. They chopping heads off. Ain't no playing over there. Ain't no playing. While we take this call here, I got 10 more minutes before I bring Brother Hill. Get ready, buddy. We're going to hear from you about this. The blockchain. But Tubmose was talking about that blockchain, everybody, but a lot of y'all out there, blockchain, it is connected to blockchain, I'm sure. Everything seems to be blockchained up, so that's something to look at. 949451.
Peace. Do y'all hear me?
I hear you.
What's good, Dry Bones? Thomas, man. Tubmose, what's good,
there
y'all?
There you go. You just spoke you up. I said,
man, you spoke me up, man. What's good, man? How's everybody today? Listen, that whole thing that with Africa getting the fiber optics. If y'all remember, this is the beef between Elon Musk and Zuckerberg. And it started when SpaceX was supposed to put these satellite systems above Africa, and Facebook would run the internet through the satellite system. And when they put the ship up, the ship exploded. So Zuckerberg blamed Elon Musk. Elon Musk said it was just an error, you know, they started clashing in. So it was either going to be satellites over Africa that was going to be controlled by Zuckerberg, or this fiber optic system now that gives it a little bit more of the people control. So I think I like the fiber optics rather than Zuckerberg's plan. And Zuckerberg's plan was to put the satellites in the sky above Africa in space, and then have these unmanned airplanes that fly around Africa at all times. And from there, the satellite signal goes to the airplane, and the airplane goes down. The signal goes down to the people. And as long as that plane was over you, you could access the internet. But if he wanted you not to get on the internet, he could just remove the plane. So with the fiber optics, they always got the internet. So it gives them a little bit more control. You catch what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's what led to this Twitter beef, because Elon Musk buys Twitter. And the powers that be started attacking Elon Musk because he said he's going to remove the bots from Twitter. And they need those bots. That's how they shift elections and stuff. They need these bots. That's how they create these influencers. So someone that you never heard of before, they want to make popular, they give them 2 million bots as followers. And now you're thinking, oh, they got 2 million followers. This person's someone I need to pay attention to. So
right.
You start following that person,
right,
too. So this is all the bots right there. Cambridge Analytica with Facebook, he used the bots to sway information and disinformation. So let's just say that all the people that they see is testing, retesting, retweeting liberal talking points. They targeted them with information. People that were retweeting conservative talking points, they targeted them with information using the bots. So these aren't even real people spreading the information. It was the bots, and that kept everything, you know, going. So that's important.
That's crazy because they've been doing it for so long, and everybody said, why are they asking us? And that's why somebody could be on Facebook and on YouTube looking like they got all these people and propaganda. Thank you, bro. Keep going. I got some more. Y'all.
The AI movies right now, you could go to ChatGPT, or one of their competitors, because they got a lot of competitors now, and you can have an idea for a movie, you know, and you can put your idea, you know, hey, this is my idea for the movie, and I want you to write a script for this movie. I want 10 main characters. I want this, that, and the other, and it's going to write it for you, and it's going to write a pretty good script. You know, it's going to even give you the how they want the scenery to look in the background and everything. So this is a huge problem for these writers because they're not needed anymore. And this is one of the, when we did the show on the job that AI is going to take. Movie star writers. This is it, right? Because if you watch the first episode of the new season of Black Mirror, they had a lady who just a regular person going to work, and she had to fire someone, and she gets home that night and turns on Netflix. They call it Streamberry, and they had Salma Hayek playing her life. So, like, everything that just happened that day, Salma Hayek was playing her in the movie, and she embellished everything, you know, made the firing look worse than it was. She met with her ex-boyfriend. They made it look like so this destroys her relationship. So she wants to sue Salma Hayek, but she can't because Salma Hayek is just a digital representative of Sal. It's not the real person.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
So
that's the key right there. That has been the key.
Exactly.
You can't sue.
The last thing I wanted to say is they need World War III. You know, unfortunately, it's going to be nuclear, but every reset comes with, fight for a war. They need the war. Who gonna run the reset? They gotta fight for it. And they want Russia to look like they're the starter. They don't want to look like they're the aggressor. So they need Russia to look like they're the ones who started everything. So I think if they arrest Putin in South Africa, that would definitely kick it off. And
I told you. Yeah, thank you, bro. Appreciate that love. That blood tunnel's always beyond so many Beverly D's. It on everything. Again, hey, voila. The genie's out. They purposely, and then they get the Jane Fondas out there and the Selma Hayeks who are already can win this. The people affected is your middle class group of Hollywood. Once you kill the middle class, there's nothing less, everybody. This is common sense 101. And the only way, it says, even in your Bibles, money is a defense. That's what we're going to...
Dry bone.
There you go. Are you able to talk?
Yes, sir.
Right. We pretty much got everybody up to fruition where we at with this. I want you to tell your story about how, because you've been involved with that, but you became upon this unbelievable meeting. And it looks to me like it's something almost biblical out of the money changer. So go ahead, my man. You ain't no stranger. You've been on this program before, Brother Harold. We've been so many times. We've talked about a lot of stuff. And again, we're about to do it again. So go ahead.
Yes, brother, I got into this platform, got into this business last year, like December or November sometime. At the time, I thought it was just one of those, like, fly-by-night, you know, they're going to take the money, it's some BS, but they be having, like, a Zoom call every Saturday that you get on the Zoom. I don't have time to get on the Zoom because I go to school on Saturdays. When I get back from school, that's when I, you know, when I get a little time, I check the Zoom call. Anyway, they had some kind of big event on the beach for 3 days. So I bought my ticket and said, let me go check it out. Me, my family, because it's like the whole family is into this thing.
Right.
It was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday, you know, typical people was in there. I didn't see no big shot or nothing, but on Sunday, I saw the small hat come out. You know, the little small hat, the people who call themselves, you know, chosen one.
The small hat.
Man, that place was like roaches. So I say, wait a minute. What these people doing in here? You know, like I show you, I send you the video for you to see.
Yeah.
They bought half of those NFT. Right when I got in, it was about $5,000, $10,000, because there's different type of NFTs. And right now, the NFTs, if you want to buy ones, they at $10,000, $35,000. The one that I bought for $25,000, they at $35,000 right now. And these people, they got in, they bought half of those NFTs. So it's not no Ponzi scheme. It's more than what I was thinking. So I went back and started watching some of those videos because I missed a lot of those meetings they was having. So when I went back and watched the videos, what these people talking about, they talking about convert everything into NFTs.
Yeah.
And the guy say he got the key. He got the key.
Hold on.
He could go in any country.
That's right. Hold on. Before we go get to the key, because I wanted to stay glued there for a while on this, but hold on. Now, remember the Matrix, y'all. These people say they got the key. Now, let's go with some people who don't know, because, again, I'm ignorant to a lot of shit, so I'm not going to play like I know. But I said, let me go look up every of these words and think about what it means, y'all. It means non-fungible token. Now, the word fungible is F-U-N-G, like fung, which, you know, kind of strange. Jibble, fungible token. Now, I said, what the fuck is fungible token? That's what I want to get into so we can guide people to what you're into, which is a little more of a key to be open. It means that something that's unique, and here's the key, and it can't be replaced. I said, well, damn. And it says a fungible token is a unique digital identifier that is recorded on a blockchain and is used to certify ownership and authenticity. And here's what another thing is deep. It cannot be copied, substituted, or subverted. The ownership of NTV is recorded in blockchain and transferred by the owner, allowing it to be sold and traded. I said, wait a minute, man. This sounds like real friggin' currency if you take it. Now, I'm going to bring you back. Stay with me. I'm just trying to, I've been watching a lot of these shows like the Black Mirror and all the stuff that everybody was talking about. I mean, they tell you that in the movies for sure. Now, these tokens could look like, and you, Brother Jerry, you take it from here. Let me make sure I'm watching them. These tokens could be anything, man. They could be Mario, Super Mario. It's all about them certifying, and so I'm going to leave it from there, but it's not something that you can believe that it's like you cannot duplicate. It's like this is it. Whatever this is, so from what I'm reading. Now, you go from what you know and then take them into. Also, do not forget, the small hats was praying because me and you talked about this. The sundown on the Sabbath is sundown Friday, sundown Saturday, so they weren't there. But Sunday they came out.
Yeah, they weren't there Saturday and Friday because they, you know, they do their thing.
Yeah. They do their thing. That's why you see. That's why, yeah. Go ahead.
Now, here's the thing.
Are you now?
Buddy, they already convert almost all the European countries into digital assets. It's backed by real tangible assets. Like if you have a piece of land or a building, you want to rent this thing out, you know, they convert it into NFTs. They pay you up front, pay the landlord or whoever, pay you up front for a year, and then now they're dealing with the tenant. The guy was saying that the U.S. is the last place they're going to come in. They're
right,
waiting
right.
for the United States to get their shit together, like get the laws down packed. They already got the key to go in any country.
Go there, the laws. That's the right. He was able to go in any country through these laws. Now, go ahead from there, because that was deep. I see what you're talking about. Very, very, go ahead, explain on that a little bit.
Now, once they go to a country, now they go to the government. They go to the government, and the government
right.
give them whatever they pay their fair share, and that's it. Once the government give them an okay, and they're going to get the okay because they're tied in. The guy, the small guy that was talking, he own a soccer team. This is not
right.
Joe Blow from the street. He own a soccer team. And not only that, he the first guy, if I'm not mistaken, who put ATM in Italy. All the ATM machine belong to this guy. So they convert all the ATM machine into NFTs. Now, I don't know if the audience that's listening right now, they know that crypto right now is not going anywhere. It's already out. The cat is out the bag. It's not going to go back in. So the thing is with our people, if you don't get in the front while this thing is just the beginning stage,
yeah.
we're going to be left behind.
Yeah, that was the beauty of that. Now, go into the part, so teaching me right now, too. The part where these certain countries, and he named them in the video. Those who want the video, you can get it through him. He'll give you email and everything so you can check it for yourself. Very interesting with that ATM. And I see it. They got crypto stuff here in Florida as if you can convert it, of course. Boom. What's the ratio? Because the man mentioned 10,000. It's no limit to the amount of money. Or what's the min and max in some of this, like to get to where?
Okay, like right now, the thing is, once you buy the NFT, you buy. Let's say you buy one at $10,000. They get a government official to appraise that NFT. government official who's licensed, he come in and appraise it. Once he appraised that NFT, it's not 10,000 no more. It's 50,000 or 500,000. You could go after 6 months. After 6 months, you could go in their platform because they create their own platform, their own exchange. You could go in their platform and get a loan from your NFT. You could get a loan from there. You don't need no Social Security or proof of income. You get a loan based on that NFT. How you pay it back? You pay it back because every month they're going to give you money on that NFT. Now, this is real shit. They have stores that's been open for people to walk in. You can walk in the stores and do transaction with your credit card. You could buy stuff, everything with crypto.
Now, hold on. Make sure we get this clear. This is already what he said earlier. Remember, Europe, and I want to get to that because now something came in my head so quick. I said, wow, that's deep that you're saying that. Because just say, for instance, those countries that he Spain and all them that he mentioned, Italy and all this stuff, their economy is not good. So imagine that if they own debt. That means if you buy in now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what you showed me, say if the country appraised my $10,000 based on what the value of maybe their debt was, that would, you think that may have something to do with the crypto being so inflated after that because I'm going into a country who has inflationary issues. That has anything to do with that? Can you answer some of that?
I don't know if it has something to do with that, but what I do know, they appraise it based on the asset that the company have. Based on the asset. Remember now, not the NFT, in order for it to be value, it have to have tangible asset behind it. So they have tangible asset behind that NFT that make the NFT now worth money. You see what I'm saying, right? You understand?
Yeah, right. I got that part.
Okay.
Yeah, because once they give a credit, but what you sent me, once they get accreditation from that country to what it is, that's what it is.
There's three things that they doing. They go to they go to the law, they get the law on their side, then they go to the bank. I don't know if you saw the video where Buddy's talking about how they got the bank to give the okay, where you who got the NFT, who holding the NFT, you holding the NFT, you could just go on their platform because the bank already merged with them, give them the okay. They got the law, they got the bank. And then that's it.
Yeah. Well, because what you showed me, and I listen, because once they do the law stuff, that takes care of all the banking and everything, because they said they got to deal with all law and that bad boy to get whatever they need to get. And once they get that, which that's what I thought that key meant, that they're able to maneuver through this country based on what they set down. Now, if that's what I'm seeing, that's a very without any. Now, remember now, here's the difference now, everybody's saying. There is no, you got to have all this ID. This is based off the value of this. Give me some more. Now, you heard some things that because I was not there, you put me on to what they were saying. What you heard the most, because, of course, you had the Shaq and you had the Bankman-Fried thing. Everybody's familiar with those type of things. How's the crypto world? Was that because of the volatility and they were fighting for what we consider now these so-called key makers to go through these countries? Was a battle of that era right there? Because it seemed like it ain't going nowhere. Is right. It's not going nowhere.
No, it's not going nowhere. Well, keep in mind now, based on this war between Russia and Ukraine, the United States and her allies went to seize everything Russia on. With this crypto stuff now, not only that, he mentioned that they bypassing SWIFT is a global thing. They bypass SWIFT. They don't need to go no more because they cutting all that crap off. So the United States, she the one that's going to get stuck because all these countries already got their crypto together. You know about Russia and China. They come together to create the BRIC system.
The BRIC. Right. Yeah. They
all okay.
Come
okay. All of them into this one system for them to get away from the United States and whoever the U.S. partner with. They don't want to deal with that. That's one of the things. And he mentioned something that all the big companies that's in Germany, I forgot the name. What he say? They partner with those big companies. They partner with big Coinbase. Coinbase is one of the biggest crypto exchange.
Yeah.
They partner with Coinbase. They partner with some other big companies, you know, to make this thing happen.
Yeah,
so
it's not a fly-by-night operation.
And I'm
going to say this from what I've seen, this is where we come in. Those who want to get the video, give them an email address, man, that you want to get so they can contact you on some of these things, because I told you. I would hit on which the currency that you told me to look at that's coming at a lower price. I think that's a feasible investment.
They got one that's coming by the end of this month. Now, here's the thing, how it works. They're not going to create a million or 2 million. They create, like, let's say 39,000. When they appraise it, because it's not too many of that, it's just a few, and they have the physical asset that's backing it up, whoever it is appraise it, it's going to go up to the roof because it's not too many of that NFT that's been created. It's just a handful. So when they come out with the new one, there's a new one that's coming out by the end of this month at $1,000.
Right. That's the one we was...
This is like Amazon, when Amazon just got on the scene, or Tesla, you know. Mm-hmm. We need to get into this thing because these small hats not going to be in there unless they know this shit is real. They're not going to get in there.
Hold on. Let's go with that right quick. When you say the small hats ain't gonna be there, because they wouldn't be there. And you said they brought up almost all of the NTFs that day themselves, so they would not do it if they have no validity to them. That's for sure. And I know some.
Yeah.
I know some. Please. Yeah. Now, let me ask them, Brother Kwame, I'm gonna give you a chance to ask a question. Let me get some of his time in here. You already invested in this. I mean, you talk, but these are by countries. You got a little list of the countries that I did have. I know Germany, Spain. It was Portugal.
UK.
UK, Portugal.
Germany, Spain, UK, Benelux. The only one I don't have is Germany because my money ran out. I don't have Germany. Now, just to give the people an understanding, when I bought UK, I bought it at $25,000. Now it's at $35,000. I think they don't have no more. Now it's at $35,000. But the good thing is the guy appraised UK. When he come back, I'm holding a $2.8 million on paper. That's how much it worth now. $2.8 million.
That country that's where you are.
That everyone that's holding that NFT, each person that bought that NFT at $25,000, you got $2.8 million. Now they give you a choice. Within 6 months, you could go on that platform and get a loan from that NFT. Within 6 months, if you don't want that, you just hold it. They give you money every month
to be able to buy tangible goods.
You'll be able to buy tangible goods with the money that you're getting. Now, it's not paper money they're gonna send you. They're gonna send you crypto.
Of course, crypto. Of course, yeah.
You understand? You just have to do what you got to do. But right now, I'm holding that NFT is worth $2.8 million. Okay, and they're still working to merge everything.
Right.
You know, so, hey.
I got a question for those out there. Listen, we want you to go to the link. He may provide some things out there. Hey, all I can tell you is we're not having these meetings for nothing. It's definitely happening. Unfortunately, it is a learning curve. to realize that if a municipality like South Florida, my brother here's from South Florida with me, been with us for a minute, if a government says they're a crypto city and did not really explain to the citizenry, you know, you got to wonder how we will be able to transfer our funds. So definitely it's a race for everybody to get that money early. I can tell because that's why it's not talked about.
Sustainability. Like you said, as long as you use that word sustainability, you could spend all the money that they gave you for your city, state, county, municipality, whatever.
So it can go to crypto.
Sound like to me that we get ready to go into the space odyssey joint, the space where everything NFTA is. NFTs, I keep saying A, transportation, there you go again. Is going to be in transportation, meaning that they're going to be up in the atmosphere that they call space, going to be able to transfer because they want to put the sky, they make the sky city up there so that they can do the transactions up there. Then the transactions underground with the underground cities down there. Then, of course, in between, which is us on the plane, on top of the plane, the NFTs there. I mean, there's, you know, and then we got all these Transformers walking around. It's like the whole space movie. It's like, Star Trek, all the movies I've seen.
When you see the video,
this is what we're going that's a dead state.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying, but I'm looking at this in reality, though. This is what we're heading to.
But hold on,
everybody looking at it as freedom.
Hold on,
but
let
in
him
a
finish
way.
Let him finish. Because I want y'all to go to the link he's going to provide for everybody. Because, again, people are going to have their feelings about this, but in reality form, your municipality could possibly turn into crypto ATMs. Just go look up these companies. Give them a little bit of information that you might
can
want
I,
to make.
Can I ask a question, Drybone?
Go ahead, ask a question. Somebody.
Okay.
Let them answer it.
Okay. Okay. Back in the day, there was mortgage-backed securities, and I believe that NFTs are similar to that, whereas it's more like a trading with the SEC. Now, usually a pool has some type of collateral. Stocks, bonds, mortgages, things like that. That's pretty much like the secondary market. When you stated earlier that you had a pool of 2.8 million people, what is my question to you is there is any collateral behind that? And number two is what is the percentage that you get off that? How many people is in the pool? And
did he say pool? I thought he said he owned.
No, I didn't say pool. Everybody that bought that NFT.
But it stands for fungible. I looked it up. What does it stand? It stands for
non-fungible.
Fungible.
Yeah. Non-fungible. What is that? Give me what the definition of fungible is. That may be the clue right there. Because I just put what they had for that to get the. And I thought I said fungible. My goodness, I mean that's a hell of a word. But I don't know about a pool. But the pool is there a pool involvement? I do not know. That's why
No. It's not a pool. Is
okay.
Let's say five of us buy that NFT at $500. You bought at $500. Once the guy appraised that NFT, appraised everything. That country. Let's say the country itself, not that NFT. That country, UK. The guy came in and appraised UK and say, okay, based on the asset that they have, he say UK is worth 2-point-something trillion. Now they take 75% for them. The company, they're going to take 75%. Now the rest of it, they give the people who's holding that NFT. The one that I bought at $25,000 is now, if you want to buy it, you have to buy it at $35,000. But if you buy it, you have $2.8 million. That's how much it worth.
Now that's going to be worth. That's going to be worth by being appraised by the government of that
country.
Okay.
So it's just money.
Yeah.
It's not backed by any kind of collateral. The money, the $2.8 million. What is it backed by?
Is backed by the asset that they have.
which is
they're not dealing with that. It's backed by whatever they convert to NFT. Let's say they convert all the ATM machine in that country to NFTs. It's backed by the ATM machine. It's backed by apartment building. Let's say you have an apartment building. You convert it to NFT. It's backed by that apartment building.
Okay.
It also backed by the stores that they have, all these stores that they open. Is backed by that.
Okay, so it has some collateral. That was my question.
Could I ask a question to him?
Yeah, you, brother, call me next. Go ahead. One at a time. And give brother a chance to answer, too. Go ahead, brother. Ask a question.
So give me next.
And I'm researching, you know, follow the crumbs. Kevin McCoy, and 2014 is when he came up with this concept. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Kevin McCoy is the one that came up with the NFT. This is the historical background on it. And the part of him establishing this and going, looking at what's going to happen with the Web3, this is what you're talking about, because with the web is changing and we're going into the metaverse. That's what you were talking about in space. Snowden, who, you know, NSA, he turned around and got in with McCoy. And this is the part in which they went into these other countries and began to look at how can we use your tangible assets, your art, your money, your gold, whatever it is, pull it into this web, and we're going to start a asset to where these tokens can be used, because you put up, as the sister was at, what is the collateral? The people that invest in what he put out there with this blockchain is that their investments is backing what he came up with, the concept of the NFT.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see what he said. Pretty much that's what the guy said on the video. They're going to.
Okay. Okay, here's the thing. I really don't care about the concept or whatever. What I care about is for me to get into this thing where I could buy 3 years from now a piece of bread for my daughter or my son. I call Drybone and let him know that we got to get into this thing because these people is in it.
No, but hold on. That's where I say, because what Kwame just said was basically is that they made up the tangibles. These countries have to agree to it. There is a legality to this. That's why I want him to get these links out so y'all can look up and look at the new technology that's coming. Brother Tuckmose, you next. Look at the technology of it. Make your own evaluation. But I do tell you this. It's definitely what Brother Kwame just said. Every country is either going to leave the digital dollar or they're going to come into this new digital currency, where the assets of America, which would be collateral of, would be the people, basically, to be the collateral of America, because they could easily mortgage us off to create their own coin, call it Fed coin. So it's definitely a tangibility. Brother Settlement, let me hear from you. And
so,
I'm going to take.
So basically, you use your own money.
Brother Settlement's next. We gave everybody a chance.
I did a show on NFTs. The way it's being explained isn't quite how I understand it. NFTs are tangible things in the real world that you are able to bring into the virtual world. It's not real, right? So you're buying land in the metaverse. You're not buying physical land with the hope that people, when they get into the metaverse, they're going to want to purchase some of your land or some of your products, right? Like someone could pick up an NFT of the Mona Lisa, right, and bring it into the virtual world a value to someone who wants to put that into their virtual house and put it on their walls to show that they're a big shot in the virtual world. And you can make NFTs of Air Jordans. And now your character could wear the Air Jordans, and now you're cool in the metaverse, you know. But it's not.
Okay, wait. Hey, Drybone, hold on 1 second now. Hold on.
Yeah, I want to.
All that nonsense they've been doing in America was a Ponzi scheme. Right now in America, if you buy any NFT, it's not backed by anything.
Right, that would have said.
You could go research. Your NFT is here. It's not backed by anything. And secondly, the metaverse, whatever you buy in there is not backed by anything. Snoop Doggy Dogg or one of these cats bought a $1 million piece of land in the metaverse. It's not backed by nothing. It's just a digital crap. It's not backed by nothing.
That's what he
what
said.
I'm saying is these people, they back their NFT. They backing it up with something. You could go to the stores. You could walk into the store where you see the tangible asset.
That's what
so,
everybody...
I just want to say something about the sex trade and NFT. NFT and sex is going to be the market right now. Because they can move all of this through the market.
Right, it does
that's
have a black market.
We're getting ready to go through this. The black market and in space, all of that. That's what's going
now,
on.
Now, that's my point. Did y'all just heard yourself say the same, all y'all just said, but he actually said the same thing that Brother Thomas just said. Is right. It's like pirate money. It's like, It's a money that can't be traced. Is that what mostly, here's what gets me in this conversation around, not just here, but the whole country. There was a time where everybody used to say the dollar was suck, dollar ain't shit, fuck the dollar. And then the minute the opportunity to not have to pay taxes. Remember, the whole thing was some people didn't vote for people because they didn't pay their taxes. The minute that somebody tells you that you can now cut through the middleman. Well, this is what most of y'all have been saying since I was growing up, about the money got to be changed. We got to do it. Well, they changed it. They changed it all right.
Okay, dry bones. Here's the thing. Here's the thing that
NFTAs to those cryptos, you're going to get taxed. You're still going to get taxed.
No matter however they say it, they're going to take
their money off of
it. Now, here's not in the United States. We can't go into that because the man, all I know is the dude said I ain't saying God. I'm just saying the dude said America ain't set up yet. But if you go look up these countries that he was naming, if these countries are actually doing it, then you know that it's validity in fact.
Dry bone. I didn't send you the video. They also bring in a lady. I'm gonna send you those videos. They bring in a lady that train you how to manage that money where you don't pay tax for you not to pay tax on that money. Now the catch is you got to pay her $35,000 up front.
Ooh, that's a lawyer.
Yeah, I didn't send you that video, but I'm going to shoot you the video. They bring people to train to. She was up there giving a PowerPoint.
So you saying, let me get this correct. Now, I knew it happened here on the beach. That's why I took this as very serious, because they ain't going to let nothing on that beach come on there with that money game, the way they came out. And you seen them. They were like at the wheel and walk. They were praying and everything before they went in. And I said to myself, on the metaphysic and allegoric side, and very much anything you can bring in between the metaphysics. Obviously, this is a metaphysical type of currency that they. I mean, it doesn't even have. We're debating on: does it have value? Does it have this? Obviously, if they are able to buy houses, Lamborghinis, and all this other stuff they buy, somebody must have put some credibility on it. Now, United States, the bank. Is out of the country. The banks are out of this country, and those banks that dude talking about is all over the globe. They say they're global now, according to what they say. Now, I'm just asking y'all, give them the information, man. They can go to get some stuff. So you got an email, whatever you want to give out there to get, because you do have to have, like I say, everything's a team. Some people can't give $10,000 altogether. Maybe four of y'all can give five. I don't know how you want to play this, but this is the new money changes. So go ahead, before I hit another call.
Okay, now one more thing, dry bones. They're not out into the public yet. The guys say that once they come out in the public, like they're gonna put those NFTs, they're gonna put them on OpenSea. OpenSea is one of the platforms that people buy NFTs.
Right.
But the NFTs that's on OpenSea right now, they don't have no value. You like Bored Ape. I don't know if anybody heard of Bored Ape. Bored Ape, a guy bought one for like 3 point something million. There's nothing back in that NFT. He's just sitting on it. So when these people come out and put their NFT on the OpenSea or whatever, it's going to be at $2 million. That's how much you're going to have to pay to buy it. Or if I want to sell my NFT, whatever, it could be 1 year, 2 years from now, but I'm not in it for short term. This is a long term, 6 months from now or a year where I'll be able to get a loan from that NFTA. My thing is make it make sense for you. Make it work for you. It's not about we sitting here talking. You get in and get something, get a piece of the pie because it's here. It's not going anywhere.
You got to put your money in there. So that $1,000. Now, when that $1,000 come up, which me and you've been talking, we'll check some things out and for sure. Because, again, I do not see between these new technologies, I don't see it going nowhere. And let's say America is preparing it. If they don't make it, the other currencies are out there. Again, I'm going to have you, brother, keep coming back on us with us. But still, I don't know what you are. You going to send the videos? Or you got something?
I'm going to send you the videos. I'll send you some information. Check your WhatsApp. I'll send you some information to give out to everybody. Just give them that.
How do you protect your NFT? Before you go, how do you protect your NFT? Because a lot of people's NFTs.
I put my on a ledger. There's a XRP ledger. You could put it on the ledger, or you could buy a different type of hard wallet, or you could put it on MetaMask. I don't use MetaMask because MetaMask has been hacked several times. I don't trust it, but I put my on a hard wallet, which is called a ledger.
And again, all I tell people is I'm letting you know that it is a money-changing thing going on, whatever take place, that we all speculating, but some things come to fruition. Putin, it may be stayed. They might want Putin out. They might not want him out, but altogether, it's still a money grab for people to change the currency on everything. As far as taxes, do y'all really want the IRS, y'all? Be honest with yourself. Do you really think the IRS is illegal? According to most people who understand what it is, it's an illegal entity. It's almost loan sharking at its best. So basically,
last question.
Go ahead. Go feel free.
Okay, and all of this investment and doing that, if you decide, can you cash out and get fiat or tangible gold or silver equal to what you've invested in?
You're going to get crypto. You're going to get crypto. They're going to send it to you in form of crypto.
I want to cash out. I got $1 million in it. I want $1 million in gold. Can I cash that out and get $1 million in gold?
You could wait for 6 months. You cannot just sell it now. They won't let you sell the NFTs now. You can wait for 6 months and get a loan from that NFT. Now, when you get the loan, they're not going to send you cash money, I believe, because I haven't tried to get any loan. They're going to give you crypto, because when you buy it, you got to buy it with crypto. You can't buy it with credit card or cash. You got to buy it with crypto. Once you have that NFT, you do whatever you want. After 6 months, you can get a loan.
That's what I'm asking. If I invest $10,000 in my money into crypto and crypto into NFT, I can't get that back, that $10,000 I put in there?
Well, if you buy the NFT, you can't go say you want the $10,000 back. Is on that NFT. You could get a loan from that NFT that you have, that you bought with that $10,000, but they're not going to give you $10,000.
So I don't
like you brought $10,000 from there.
Hold on. Let me get this straight, because there's a lot of people doing this. I'm starting to do it. When we say loan, I think we got to stop thinking that we act in a bank. This is a different type of banking system that is not, it's not like our regular one where, like, is there a percentage taken from you? That has to be, I haven't heard it. I'm sure that those who get into this, whatever level you're trying to get into it at, it's basically you have to do your own research, because it's not the same. This is not like a banking where, what I'm going to get.
No.
But we do know that people have brought tangible items with the crypto. I mean, it's documented. They brought it with
crypto money.
Well, you can.
It's ways to convert. It's ways to convert the crypto to cash.
Right. I mean, I don't think this is a hard thing where we should be like, can you get the money?
I wanted to ask some questions. So what do you own an NFT of?
The only one I don't have is Germany. I got UK, I got Spain, I got Benelux.
So when you say you got UK, like what do you own? Like the whole country? Like what do you own an NFT of?
You own that country. Once they convert that country into NFT, you own that country itself.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Now my next
stuff.
Question is, what
is
currency did you use
all
to purchase the currency?
What? I didn't hear you.
What money did
what
you use?
What cryptocurrency did you use to purchase
I use Tether USDT, ERC-20.
Got you. Okay.
Yes.
So what kind of percentage can you make, Muffo?
Can you repeat that, sir?
I can't hear y'all too much. Go ahead, brother, sister. For ATL, what you say?
I was asking you. Okay, once you invest your $10,000 in your crypto, you can't touch it. You can only borrow a percentage of it. And if you don't borrow the percentage of it, and how long does it take for you to get your crypto return off the $10,000?
Okay, you're not buying crypto. You're buying NFT.
No, you're
not buying
that.
Crypto. You're buying NFT. Once you buy that NFT, they're still working on the platform, like putting everything together.
Right.
Putting everything together. They're not fully equipped where they finish yet, but they're still working on there. Once everything is up and running, they gotta integrate the bank. Whatever bank they got three banks. They got to integrate the bank information on their platform.
That's all. Software.
Once they finish integrate their bank information, since I've been in it since last year, I cannot go get the loan because it's not finished integrate. They're still working on that. Once they finish, I could get the loan. I am going to get the loan, shit. But for someone like you or anybody else that's listening right now, if you buy in, you have to wait for 6 months before you could go get the loan. And not only that, they have not yet give us the information what's the percentage we're going to be getting every month on those NFTs. Remember now, each country, you get a percentage on that country for whatever they're doing. They have not come out with that information. They're supposed to come out with that information by 2 months from now.
Now, one last question. Yeah.
Okay, you use the crypto. You invest with the crypto. Who holds all that crypto that's invested? Who holds all of that?
The company owns it. They're holding it. They're holding your crypto. You buy something.
Crypto. That's all I wanted to hear you say.
Yeah. They holding it. Once you buy something, the crypto belongs to them. It's not yours no more. They just give you that NFT. Now the NFT is yours. This is not FTX that take your money and then they jump ship. This is, you know, they own the crypto. That's for them now. You know, they give you the NFT. You see the NFT in your back office. Now anybody that want to get in, Drybone, give them my information. I send you the information on your WhatsApp. Just check it out. Give it to them.
Right.
They could hit me up, or I will send everybody a PowerPoint where they could see everything. And the thing is, you have to register on the website. Once they come out with that $1,000 NFT, it's not going to be enough time for you to try to register. By that time, it's finished, because I'm pretty sure people are going to jump on it because they see the fact that is not a fake company. It's real. And I will send y'all some video. Just hit me up. Hit me up. I'll send y'all a video. Y'all could watch and see things. There's a brother that's been to UK. One of our brother, he been to UK. He went to the stores. He see everything. He got back and like, man, this shit is real. This ain't fake. These people, this is what they doing. So, Drybone, give them my information. I'll send you the email and my phone number.
Yeah,
and me and you will chat, okay?
We'll chop it up, man. Much love to you, brother. They'll appreciate that.
Okay, then. All right.
We bring more info about what's happening in our area for sure. That was on the South Beach.
Hey, I forgot to mention that Wynwood got a company that you could go to them and buy you a house with crypto. You don't need, they take less than 3 days to process everything, give you your house. You got your crypto. They only use Tether USDT. Wynwood area, right there. That's a company you could buy a house with crypto.
You mentioned that to me as well, because we're going to talk about part of it. But on this, before we got to this, I'm going to make this
one. I see it right here. $653,000 house was bought to NFT.
All I know is, we ain't making this up. We both live in South Florida. We gonna see some strange things happen, especially when the government says they're going to make this a crypto city.
And guess what? You don't pay tax. You don't pay tax. You don't go through all that nonsense. All you do is you have your crypto. You contact them. Hey, I want to buy this house, and boom, that's it. Less than 3 days, 3 days or a week, you have your house. That's it.
Now check that out. Hey, man, Brother Harold, much love to you, man. Get back with me.
All right, brother.
Yes, we'll talk later on, of course. Again. I got 1977. Somebody make a noise. I think it's this one. I had tried to bring you in 1977, but you are a lot of noise. I'm trying one more time later on. Let me take some more callers. Hey, let me just say this. Do the research, y'all. It ain't going nowhere. You see, we've been talking about this for a long time with y'all. I know some people saying this a while back as well. But America ain't at the stage yet, but it's preparing America for the stage. What is it going to be called? FedCoin, y'all. We told you. It's going to be FedCoin. No doubt about it. It may not be that name if too many of us pick up on it, but it's going to be the same concept. Same concept. And the question is, how many people are going to be hooked up by force? You know why? Any social services, they're going to put it on there immediately. Immediately. This is what they do. They feed off the lower level and cut them right out. Now, unfortunately.
Well, I think they're doing it already. When you get social services, everything's on the, it's invisible money anyways on the card.
On the car, so they're invisible.
And
they just met. Janet Yellen just met the Pope. Everybody, if y'all be, I know I watch this because I want to see what they doing in the cult world. And they all meet. They just met the Pope. All of them went over there and met the Pope. And then interest rates, y'all. In order for this country to convert faster, they got to do something to the paper money. The fiat money got to go. Remember, y'all said fiat money was no good. It's fake money. That's what everybody should say. Ain't nothing backing it up. Ain't that what you say? Oh, I've been hearing that how many years now? This is real right here. This is going to be what they're going to do right here. Right here.
The Chinese last month unveiled the world's first digital currency from a major power. Currency that would not be printed but would exist only in cyberspace on your phone, for example. Is the Fed working on a digital dollar?
We are actually evaluating that. Most major countries are now looking at the possibility of having a digital currency and really asking the question. In our very modern, advanced economy with a fast, efficient, full-blown payment system, would adding a digital currency, a form of digital currency, would it actually benefit the public that we serve? That's the question that we're asking. We're working very hard on that. We're also doing quite a lot of technological experiment. I mean, technology has made this a possible thing, and so we feel it's our obligation to understand it. How would it work? What would the features of it be? There are many subtle and difficult policy choices and design choices that you'd have to make. We're doing all that work. We have not made a decision to do this because, again, the question is, will this benefit the people that we serve? And we need to answer that question well, and we need to involve the public and Congress deeply in that process, because it would be an important step if we were to do this.
But given the fact that the final decision hasn't been made, you are doing, if I understand you correctly, software development, even graphic design on what a digital dollar would look like and act like.
Yes, we're doing lots and lots of work. We're doing stuff jointly with foreign with other central banks. We're doing things at the Boston Fed, and many of the regional feds have little projects going on. Here at the board, we have a group of people who are doing software development and that kind of thing. You know, this is really just table stakes. This is understanding the technology and the possibilities so that you can really address the policy issues.
You think it's likely?
I think it's possible, is all I would say. You've seen many other countries like ours, well-off countries like ours, that are looking at it seriously. In some of those countries, the use of cash has declined precipitously. That is not the case here. Americans still like to use cash. So it's something that will be decided based on the situation here in the United States.
Are you considering a digital dollar in order to compete with the cryptocurrencies that are out there already, like Bitcoin?
That's not the principal reason, I wouldn't say. It is a fact that there are private sector currencies, stable coins, and cryptocurrencies as well. Those are not at a level or a scale that is concerning at this point. Really, the fundamental question for us is, if we add this, will that help the public? Will the public be better off? And will there be any negatives too? Will that have perhaps unexpected effects in other parts of the financial system that we need to consider in weighing the costs and benefits of this? We're the world's reserve currency. The dollar is so important. We need to get this right. We do not need to be the first ones to do this. We want to get it right, and that's what we're going to do.
Now, you heard the man say, we want to get it right. Those are the words that you better be worried about. We want to make sure it's right. It won't be no mistakes this time. And we're going to get everything, currency. We already got it already implemented. We got it ready. I mean, how much more we need, everybody? It's real. It's real, regardless if it's real to you or not. It's real. The facts weigh in that this is definitely the new money changer. This is the whole story, symbolically in your Bibles, as the new money changes. Let me get some more calls. 8554.
Hey, what's good? What's going on?
What's good, brother? What's up, brother D? What's happening? Good to have you.
Oh, man. I'm just going to say this. I just chimed in late, but I was listening to what the brother was saying and all the good questions everybody was asking. Once again, like I mentioned last week, dark summer, summer madness. I spoke with a sister the other day in the gym. She had been gone for 2 weeks, and everybody was wondering what happened. She said she couldn't go nowhere because her power was out for a week. And I had a conversation with some people yesterday when I was out, shopping and stuff like that. And the question going on here, I'm reaching for outside of Tennessee, how are they going to repair this infrastructure situation? It's got to the point where this has been going on for a while down here. Every time it rains, the power goes out. You lose everything. And so I pose the question, if you're in a situation where you don't have any type of power, no access to internet, the phone, or anything, how are you going to get access to any money, but if it's being digitized or connected with some type of electrical grid, what are you going to do then?
That's $64,000 question right there.
Yeah, and you got to go back.
You just want a grand prize.
And like I said, I'm not attacking the brother. I don't know, but there's a lot of stuff missing here.
It's a good question because, again. Yeah, go ahead. I don't know.
You hear me?
Yeah, here you go. Go ahead.
Okay. You could get the ledger. There's two type of ways you could have your money store, either a hard wallet or software. Software is on their platform where you leave it on MetaMask or you leave it on freaking Coinbase or Binance, but you could get a hard wallet, the ledger, you don't need no internet. I could send you money through Bluetooth. I could send you transfer funds, whatever, through Bluetooth with the hard wallet. You get a hard wallet, you put your stuff on a hard wallet, and that's it.
Okay, so how does the Bluetooth, is the Bluetooth run on internet? I mean,
your phone don't need internet. Your phone has got that Bluetooth connection. It don't need internet. You don't need to get online for you to send document or picture through Bluetooth. You don't need that.
Let's get with this technology right quick, because now we basically on Star Trek level, everybody. So basically, mm-hmm. everybody got to have the similarities necessary to do these type of transactions, because if you don't have these wallets, if you don't have these things to keep this particular currency alive, basically, you won't be doing transactions, because obviously it's a little bit more intense with China. I mean, because that's how people did lose their money. They said they lost their wallet. Remember back in the day, you heard some people celebrities, I lost all this money in my wallet. I can't open the wallet. Okay, so we know the technology got to be way better now based on it what is. We was hearing. So let's be understood now.
But they still could get fried.
I mean, y'all familiar with this? You are, see, sister, my brother. I know Brother Harold and Brother Tubman. Y'all, I mean, if y'all brought into this already, you know, it is a point where you got to buy early. I mean, come on, let's be honest. That's in any stock and everything. So if this stuff is like the new money currency, then
it's
obviously
the new credit system.
The new credit system, and I'm going to go with that because I just heard yesterday on my own news channel that they are thinking about it to implement in certain states, including this one, on a credit system. So I know I'm hearing it. Y'all got to be hearing it very soon if I'm hearing it here. So my thing is, if it's going this direction, at least we got people in the front now learning this new technology. The wallet, we find out things, how to hold the money now. I mean, these are not something that we should take at, oh, this is real. This is the future.
Behavior credit score.
So if we're seeing this now, and we're talking about maybe if we can live 10 to 15, 20 years, some of us, we got to be implemented in it by then. We're going to be, unless we die prematurely, those of you younger, you will see this implemented within a 20-year span and almost full regalia, based on what we're seeing.
This is for the young people that's out here, that's coming up. It's going to be
for
them.
It's for them.
They're going to bring on the new world system. So this is the new world system. And all of this is. So this is the new world order. So this new credit system is in place. For a reason, because
your phone's the banking, so the
narrative has to be changed, mm-hmm. and the young folks is going to take on this, and this is the new world, so they're claiming to be the future, which is the past, but designer, or more like, you know, sexier than the past, when they had it in the past, and then they shot, you know, killed Tartar and all of them, got rid of all the inventors and stuff, and then took it and reinvented it. The system was back then and reinvented it, and now it's in place, but it's more sexier. Everything you got to remember, that word right there, sex.
It's sexy. Yeah, sexy. I can tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. Anytime you can see this type of activity going on, everybody. And you just heard earlier, they said, how could we make COVID sexy? Right there should have been a wake-up call for everybody listening that here they were having a meeting on how to make a disease sexy, and we got to argue with people or just get
these dumbass people walking around in designer masks.
Right, so
we got to bring sexy back.
Yeah, so this is a very subtle, now let's go with this this money, this new thing, because again, my biggest concern for those out there listening, if you in your mid-50s, the pension plan, you are going to be given options, to go into these cryptos. It's going to happen. Guarantee it. They're going to have it where you're going to sit down, you're going to have a virtual banker, because that's what they're going to do. The virtual bank is going to bad
jargon. Yeah. Fed now. You talk about? Did you talk about Fed now already?
No, that's why we got you.
Well,
here.
Fed now is coming out. I think next week they coming out. The government coming out with this Fed now through the bank, where just like Cash App.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the owner of Cash App, he died.
He died.
He died.
A lot of people died.
They announced the Fed now.
Yeah. He died the week after
murder.
It was about six of them that died, right? That was a part of the crypto money. That is kind of strange how they all died like that.
They were murdered. Yeah, but the thing is, the big thing is people not talking about. What we're not talking about is the guy died, and next week the government talking about they coming out with Fed now.
Yeah.
They're going to be using Fed now through the banking system.
Yeah.
That's the biggest news out there.
That's why I played that. That's why I just played that now, because, again, that was done. That was Jerome Powell over the Federal Reserve with the Janet Yellen. They already got the money ready. It's already orchestrated. When we did that show how many years ago? At least, 4 years ago? Before COVID, we had a Fed Coin show. Because we did the fall of the Roman Empire and Fed Coin and all. And just let y'all know this something, Doc, because being innovative in this is what people do. That's why this brother on the phone, all you out there who listening, to the Queen out there and below, you're familiar with this. Our children got to learn how to become entrepreneurs in this, in order to be able to survive in this next economy, because they already are. Most people don't like to admit it. You already got your kids already pretty much G'd up. They G'd up because they got their own little laptops and shit. So they already doing it. In order for them to survive, so there won't be a hostile takeover over goods and services based on not knowing this, it could be ugly. You've been saying galactic war for how long, sister? You've been saying galactic war, all y'all. Galactic war
for a long time.
So imagine the hostile takeover of another generation.
The secret invasion ain't no secret no more. We're in the system.
Yeah,
this is the draconian system. We in the system. It don't matter whether it's crypto. It's all part of artificial intelligence. It's part of the Metropolis. But people don't see when they put shit out here. They've been putting shit out telling us, well, this is the world we want y'all to be in. And they want the flying cars over our heads and tell you got climate change. And every movie event that I've watched always turns out to be something negative. I don't see where the positive people suffering and
I don't think they want to show the whole scenario played out. What about this killer? Let's go with what you just said. The ancient the guy who just killed. Now he's on Wall Street. All you listening out there, you may have to go. Just 1 minute. We'll be right back, because I know I want to give y'all something to go with. If I rule the world, guess what?
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new and we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure every day that occurs. My word,
Carol Burnett show that bad boy. My goodness. Oh. And that's coming from After Dead, the boy. Much straight out love to After that. Brother Eddie, great shows on Wednesday night and any other night. She had Judge Joe Brown the other night on. I think Judge Joe Brown about to do some more mayor, or we got to ask him some questions. What's going on in Memphis? And what's going on in each of our cities? I mean, we got a lot of crazy stuff going on, y'all. Guns. I don't know what I could tell a person, but if you are in the ancient world in your mind, this is the fall of the Roman Empire. There's no other way that the youth could be able to do the things they do at the rate they're doing it, and no one is worried about it. That's why it was so beautiful yesterday, being up in the Heights, how beautiful everybody is, so much love everybody had yesterday. If we could resonate that on a 360 basis, that might be a hell of a thing. Might be a big turnaround just in that thinking alone. But I don't know. But let's go with what we do know. Facts matters. All right. I didn't want to say all this earlier, but I'm going to go to this area now. We said some things about the big has, where it has the Ashkenaz coming from. Now, there is something going on with this, y'all. If the Ashkenaz, and I'm talking about the little hats and big hats, are at global events of financial influences, then in your own Bible story, and you don't have to believe the Bible, just why is the money changing the biggest thing in that New Testament? And then in the Old Testament, the money was gold and silver and precious stones and all kind of earthly artifacts. So obviously they know that. These draconians that I just named, they have to know that, didn't they? Because look what they did. They made NFTs for art. I played a tape on that a while back. NFTs were art. You can buy art with it or hold art together in it. It can become a one of those NFTs. Now, this is something you need to, if y'all at an age where you don't comprehend this quick, you got some young people better start sitting them down, because I bet you they are aware of this. Because guess what? They banks ain't the banks no more. They banks on their phones. Good Wallet. That's the name of them banks is. They get their check early on Wednesday. Now you can get the app. That lets you know the app is the doggone same thing as we talking about. That's an NFT. It's what the app is worth and value that makes the app worth money. Is that easier to understand? Think about it. If the app is worth money, y'all, everybody wants the app.
Hey, guys, can I say something to those investors out there coming from the ATL? If you guys, I am in the process of creating an investment group. And here in the United States, of course, we are tangible, collateral, backed by bond, stock, you know, contracts. So that's why the crypto is going to be a little difficult coming here. So if you need to make some money, I am going to create an investment group, and I want to buy apartment buildings, something that is collateral-based. And anybody who invests into the investment group, you will be getting a return on a monthly basis based on your money, and then you can take your money that you make off the collateral investment and buy your crypto to, you know, to do the both worlds. But, you know, collateral-backed investments, you can never go wrong. Even if the lights go out, you can't get your money. That's tangible. So I can offer tangible opportunities. Send your phone number and email to Bob.
Even though that's good, but are you stating that just because you say you want a tangible, there's no market for that which is able to buy a house? How do you explain it? You're going to have to explain eventually. How do you explain you're able to buy a house with those things that you claim are not tangible?
Okay. I've seen in Tampa, they had a 653, they're marketing that crypto money because they want people to feel secure and understand it because a lot of people are not comfortable. So they bought a house in Florida for 653. The next day it went down to $613,000, just to let you know that, and that's with the crypto money. So that's the real price. I don't know anything
But the fact that we're able to buy these
and they say young people are more interested in it. I'm not sitting here knocking that or anything like that, but I'm just saying to the people on this phone right now who want investment, send your information to Dry Bones, and he'll give it to me, and I can keep you guys abroad.
Yeah,
on
no
the,
one's understood that. Can't understand
that.
Hold on. I think that's kind of confusing this thing. No one says that the land is not tangible because you got to get the stuff in the land to make the stuff. What we're saying is, even if you don't believe it, it's still becoming a reality, regardless if you believe it or not. Because some of you are never going to do it, but that does not mean you won't be able to experience when it comes, regardless if you're ready or not. Because obviously, if the government's telling you they want to make crypto money or digital currency, then you're going to have to say to us right now, that ain't no fiat money going to be around.
I agree 100%. I agree with you.
You go ahead. You talk.
Hey, Bones. To add to what the topic that we're talking to now, When crypto first originated, and this is where, and I'm not saying that the brother's wrong, and sometimes we all look at the market and looked at where this thing was headed. And when we first did the research on it, and we saw that, you know, crypto, it's good and evil to it. It cuts out the middleman, everybody get to see the transaction and so forth. And as we went down the line and we looked at the origin of it and where it came out of Gibraltar, and so remember when we posed the question, who holds the power to the grid? Now, remember when they were talking about eventually it may get to the point that it's going to cost us to get on the grid. You're going to have Facebook and all the narcissists platform, they were talking about getting ready to charge people. So, I mean, and when I spoke to the guy, you know, the millionaire Caucasian brother, it's going to tank. The system is going to tank, but not now. He said maybe in 5 years. The biggest concern between the SEC and the existing people was how Caesar was going to get his cut, which is FedCoin. Now, everybody may not be able to hang up there with a $3 million boy. It's going to be tiers to this shit. It's going to be levels to this shit. The lower and whatever, that's going to depend on it because Caesar got to get his, whether it's electronic or not.
If it's $1,000, say, for instance, if he brought this at that type of money, from what he was telling us, and this goes for everybody who's listening, you hear these people, I brought a Bitcoin for $1.1 million. Again, obviously there's some levels to that. If he brought it, he must going to get something back because nobody will give that much to do get nothing if this is the case. And so the levels to that makes sense. So whatever's coming now, everybody, is the opening door for those who want to open the door. It didn't say you had to open it, but far as what we are seeing, the trend is going toward this type of exchange. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Your phone would be the new wallet. Everything would go through you. As it's going, you're doing it on your phone
absolutely.
Now. So,
absolutely, and that was part of the reset.
Right, so I don't see where this is a hard understand here. All I can tell a person is, whatever your money game is now, just know
that's
it
why
not
a lot of people have to die in order for them to have this perfect world.
Right, because
a lot of people
gotta
die.
Now, this is where we get into the witchcraft and warlock game. I love that. Now, think about it. You just said a lot of people got that. Now, every game now that I see kids play, or young adults, whatever you want to say, these are some fighting and killing games now. I mean, big time. And we're having a youth say, y'all say, oh, it doesn't affect the brain. Well, it got to affect something, because if the kids think that they don't need money, first of all, you got to wonder. So if you don't need money, that you can't buy nothing, it's easy to want to steal. So they got it now where these kids can be given a license to steal, and everything is done from their phone. Do y'all not know they can read the phone when they do these, where you going to have this rally at, where we going to put it at? They do that. That's why I say you got to be kind of all delusional, all of us.
You talking about the flash mobs.
Right, yeah, all that. When they're able to do that, you don't think the police, they could find criminals. I watch IZ Channel all the time. If they could find a criminal from all these years off of a pizza box, you don't think they could find the people who they really want? They got cameras everywhere. Well, you don't even think cameras that, because it's so normal.
And the person with the coke in the who had this coke set.
Right. Now, the coke thing is even more preposterous, because at the same time, everybody knows who's been anywhere in D.C., cameras are everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. So they already know who did it. So you know it's within that family. This is like the mafia, y'all. And it really is the mafia. It's because anytime you can protect a group, and you and say, I played the bill, somebody say, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to get that for you, because I forget I have all these on clips that they have taken off of YouTube. That's how long I have some of these. They're gone. But that bill, well, you can go to jail for y'all. Y'all was going, our people was going to jail at a high accelerated rate.
They just broke up a major car theft ring here a couple of days ago, and the main ones that was doing all the carjacking and everything.
Yeah.
12, 15, and 16 years old.
Yeah, that's the age group that's happening.
12 years old.
Yeah.
Think
same
about
here.
Check this out.
Same here.
I
same here.
I read an article a few weeks ago on Bev's show where Walmart, I forget where, I think it might have been in Missouri, they had it set up so every 36 times somebody steals, they arrest that person. They could steal up to 36 times. So with the facial recognition technology and everything they got in these stores, so when you come in the 36th time and steal, now they show the cops all the other 36 times you was in there. So now they double charge you, triple charge you for that one time. You know, you think you keep getting away with it. Let me go back in and get some more.
The
video games are so good now, right? They train the military using the games. That's where these games come from. So fighter pilots, drone operators, all those people get trained on the simulation games, and the people that make the simulation games come back and create the games that they play on PlayStation and on the computer and everything. So that right now, these little kids are the best pilots in the world. They're based off of the way they pass the game flawlessly. So, you know, they can essentially go and fly a fighter pilot plane. The little kids are the best drone pilots in the world.
That's right.
They do the same thing. They test the people that fly the drones that bomb people now. These little kids are passing these games first try, no problem. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's 10 years old.
Hey, Thomas, what's the name of that movie they got out now where this kid, he was a professional race car driver. He did it on the video games, but they got him to do drive a race car in real life based off the video game. What's the name of that movie?
Gran Turismo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite games.
That was a game.
Yeah, you had all the real cars, and then you could soup them up just to the exact spec they could get souped up in real life. But when you talk about this currency, there's cryptocurrency. Right, there's digital assets. That's like a NFT. That's tokens and things like that, which they're gonna come with. That's gonna come with this thing they call gamification. That's gonna make us all gravitate to this new system. It's called gamification. But what they're coming with is digital currency. This has nothing to do with cryptocurrency. This is going to be controlled by the central bank, okay? And mm-hmm. when the central bank gets involved, they're going to get rid of a lot of their competition, you know what I'm saying, yeah. which is going to be the cryptocurrency.
We're in crypto land. I tell people all the time, y'all forget they blew up a whole hotel looking for so-called my man McFay. He was here talking. I mean, it's pretty known that it's piratizing of money. Like nobody could touch my money. It's like almost like a code for pirates. And now the feds are coming to make it simple for everybody. Now the feds are coming. That's what y'all say the Caesar people is. But let's go even further because I just want to get to the point where we can get to deeper before we go to 1 o'clock. Y'all always talk about Draco Law. I told you that all this is law. It's still law. It's the crypto people or NFTs. They still got to go into countries. Politicians and banks must still be major players, period. And a lot of technology, period. Now, again, we had people doing this before y'all. A lot of times, y'all know I'm talking about Tampa. My man used to be on here from Tampa. They be bringing it up to a doggone light post. He don't live there no more, so we can talk about it. Had a light post. They went up there and to the transformer, put the thing in half, because I didn't know you need that much electricity. So whatever it is they doing needs a lot of electricity. For some strange reason. But y'all, I'm telling you, we under law.
They have the sidewalk. Sidewalk Wi-Fi to maintain all of these transactions with the crypto, the NFTA, these police dogs that's about to be coming out.
A lot of electricity.
All this stuff is all going to, it's connected. All of this, and like the brother said, the gaming, all of that stuff is connected. They need you to stay connected.
And you will how many gamers we got out there? I love gamers, people. I got a game. I come from gaming family people. I'll just say this to everybody.
I'm an ex-gamer.
Yeah, ex-gamer. Now, whatever it is, y'all, he hit on the nose. We used to have simulations when you fly. All of us been in a simulator. Don't you feel real? You do good when you fighting in the simulator tanks. Those in the military.
Thomas was right. If we couldn't go to the shooting range in the military, we were inside a building on a video game with a little laser pointed to a screen learning how to shoot.
It started off with an arcade.
Let me ask you this right here, guys. Let's say, for instance, we don't have electricity because of the fact that our country cannot handle all this electricity that's needed. What do you do? Okay, you can't get to your money because your phone won't charge on.
Well, you
can't
have
get
to
it.
Remember, you can't get to money, but the man told you earlier there was a special wallet you got to have. You got to do such for right. That means you can only deal with
people. Okay, but I'm saying those special wallets require electricity.
Solar. You put it in, some of them got solar.
Okay, so I'm just saying to you guys like this right here. The idea of crypto being taken over by this whole planet is, I think, a brainwashing tool for them to be able, because of the fact that this right here.
I'm here.
Let me hear her say how. I want to hear how because
if we go back to the olden, let's just say, for instance,
the creator decides that we're not
going to have any more power. We have to go back to the olden days because our whole system has shut down. How are we able to survive with nothing tangible? If that is to happen, because they want you to have no gas stoves, no gas cars.
Why should he, as a guest. Why should he have to ask
that question?
There is no way. First of all, if the electricity go out, it's just like anything else. If electricity go out now, can you go to the bank?
No. But if you have tangible money,
you don't have no tangible money because money would be useless. And first of all, money will go first. You think they that dumb? They're going to get rid of all the money first. So it won't be no reason to have any paper money.
Now,
coins, coins and metal, that's a whole other market. And let's go with this because a lot of people get those. You don't think there's going to be a few markets out there, everybody who's listening? It'll be this market that he's talking about. And then you're going to have... you're going to have the market with people who got gold, silver,
fine iron, and black market.
So come on, guys. It's
not going to take over the entire... What I'm just saying is it's not possible. It's brainwashing for us to think that the crypto is going to be the new standard of not having any collateral backed by it. I just don't see how that could be the new norm. I think they brainwash us to believe that, but it's not going to be emotion. All this stuff is being done.
If
anybody was going to stop this, you have to have a world military army with all technology.
Hold on now.
Yeah, let me hear for you.
Okay, back in the day when people were using fax machine, then somebody come and say, we're not going to be using that. We're going to be sending email. People was like, oh, email, no, what's that? People getting mad. No, we won't be using email. Now what? Everybody's using email.
Now they're texting on their phone to the people.
They got apps now.
You can put your job on. And this is what I'm saying to all y'all. Your battle really is going to be comprehending it is coming. That's the battle y'all can have a hard time. It's coming. I mean, even if you don't believe how it's going to be tangible, if you don't believe how it's whatever it's going to be, the plan, and you can clearly see the plan, is to make sure that you have no type of money like we used to have before. It won't be nothing. So obviously, we might be dead, some of us, before it gets to be this unbelievable thing, but right now the process is working. It's in the stages of, you heard him say, these countries, he's having to deal with these countries. I don't know if y'all brought anything. I don't know what y'all brought. It's not my business, but I know what he said he brought. I know he said he brought it. I know he brought it because I know me and him talk. But my point is, it's an investment in anything. But if the banks, first of all, those of you in different real estate and all that, your wealth is based off the economy doing well and having good interest rates. If people lose their jobs, they ain't buying no house. Only people with a new economy will be able to buy these houses, which would be why they're probably formulating. Let's go there. They're probably formulating the people demise who are going to lose jobs. Obviously, y'all said on these shows, but talking about all on these shows, saying
Smart
I mean, yeah, it's got to be comprehensive. So if you're going to give a show, you got to comprehend that you just said that jobs will be gone. That it's only natural that you are including family members are losing jobs. You're including husband and spouses are losing jobs. So you won't be able to buy no houses when all these people lose jobs. The only people that I'm seeing now, if you position into this new technology, obviously, they will be the ones bothering. That's going to be the big debate.
And it's interesting. You said that, Drawbones, like down here in my area now, you got people working 3 part-time jobs just to pay the rent because the rent and everything is going up down here.
Real estate is off the roof. Right. You can't buy a house because now only crypto people is going to be able to buy these type of houses. Obviously, that's what they're trying to say. I don't know what, but Brother Hill will give you a make one statement because I thought you was gone. You could just stay. You said, what's your thoughts
you
on
that? You
said
crypto people are dry bones. Did you repeat that now? I'm in real estate. You said only crypto people are going to be able to buy houses?
I said if people losing jobs, your profession is based on people able to have money for down. If people losing their job, they won't have, and they won't be able to pay the mortgage because the interest rate would go high. So the economy is being based off these people who got this type of fictitious, accessible money that can be able to be turned now into a tangible state by some decree based off the land that this country said is worth. Hey, it looks like that's how they buy property now. Some of these crypto millionaires are buying property in America. They Chinese and stuff. So I'm trying to figure out if they're able to buy it, somebody is giving them the authority to say, we accept this exchange. Somebody. That's all I can say. No.
Well, the only thing I'm just saying right here is I believe that in order for this new world order to manifest, okay, and I know y'all don't like this
manifest.
Okay, manifest until whereas everybody's on crypto and everybody is using electronics. If the electronics go bad and they scramble it, we don't know how much money you got.
Well,
we don't know how much
you
got.
If that's the only argument you got,
there are children richer than me off of crypto and NFTs. There is children richer than you off of NFTs and crypto. Little babies.
Okay, it gets cut off. Then there's it. But why it's on? Mm-hmm. Let's just deal with why it's on. Because you don't look for your bank to be cut off at all. If they cut the banks out in any of y'all cities and none of y'all
at least
get
you
money,
get $250,000 if the banks if the electricity goes
oh,
bad.
Please.
The banks
don't
give
you
money. They guarantee you the banks guarantee you $250,000.
Okay, so you say the bank.
What does crypto? What happens with crypto money?
I don't know what the argument is, but why the banks ain't paid nobody back? That it's already stolen from. All the money they just Bankman Freedom just stole, you telling me that, who they paid back? All
it's
the money
over
that your boy stole.
That's why you don't want to put more than $250,000.
Okay,
you'll lose your money. If you have $1 million in
you're old school. You want to be old school, stay old school. They don't have the debate because you can't win a debate.
No, I'm just sitting here asking if there is
people
guarantee.
Are buying houses in your area right now. Why don't you go to your area, Georgia? And look who have bought houses with crypto, and then go to them and say, "How'd you do it?"
I don't mind telling nobody no houses with crypto. I sell anybody a house with any kind of money they have. I'm not sitting here saying that's tangible because if you use crypto and you get a deed, that is tangible. But I'm just
saying
if you, right?
We're saying
that
it's a new way of buying money. It's a new money change.
Yeah,
I'm not against
accepting any crypto money to buy a house or to do anything. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I believe that that's a way that they can take your money if something, a catastrophe could happen.
They could take your money. Look, come on, everybody listening. I mean, they could take your money right now if they wanted to. Well, I mean, what's the difference? The difference is you only know about that one way of them taking your money. You don't know how this works yet. Until people get more affiliated, people in your family is younger because obviously there's an age barrier to understand this too. I can tell. It's like the older generation.
Star bonds.
Once you get past 50, nobody wants to learn anything anymore. So I mean, that's basically how that generation works. After that, I think we all know everything. So
enemy of the state.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Enemy of the state showed you right there what they can do. They can take all of your assets in all your banking. And turn everything off.
Obviously, the whole concept is if it goes to enemy of the state, there's no way we're a dictatorship. This is about
that's
a capitalist.
This has
to be a capitalistic thing where we're able to use new tangible ways of buying. If it becomes a dictatorship, then there is no more other ways to buy but what the state says. So obviously, none of y'all don't want that, really. I mean, you ought to be glad now you're able to take, because that was debate. How many years have y'all been hearing the Moors say and all them say, you got to own your trust. You got to own this. You got to own that. Okay. You knew if you didn't do it with the paper bond money, which is now to become worthless, now they say you can use this new currency.
But even with that, you look at China with the social behavior score. They can access all of your assets by just camera and technology.
That's
so if you do anything that's out of the norm of their rulership, then they can turn you off or stop you from traveling or even stop you from buying. So this is the system of social behavior control that they are attempting to put in the New World Order.
But I'm saying, if y'all been saying this, that's not what you're in. You're in a capitalist society. You're able to barter with each other. What the society you're naming is what y'all wanted to go that route is because it's totalitarian. There's no way we can survive in a totalitarian. But right now, you're giving all of the power that we have to totalitarian. Because everything a totalitarian government does, black folks is on board 100%. Chaos, disorder, asylum seeking, all kind of psychotropic
universal
drugs,
basic income.
Universal basic, and y'all going to tell me that once you get the universal income thinking, do you really care if you want Bitcoin or not? You just care that the government's taking care of you. So this is not for you if you only can see that the New World Order is going, because that's the reason why it's happening, the New World Order, because of, over here, you're not in a dictatorship. China is. But you okay with China taking over America. See, this is why I say, look at what you asked for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what made you talking about these countries doing it, but guess who's buying up the real estate in America? Those countries that y'all claiming y'all, that they're so totalitarian. If this is the case. Now, America, we all know they got some bullshit going on, but let's go with the fact that America, under the guise of whatever it is not a democracy. It's a republic. That was the construct, a republic. Somehow that got usurped into saying a democracy. Now, this is why Draco Law, I think I can say it, Draco Law is the real law. Right,
Drakkum redirects here. In fiction, it may refer also to the homeworld of the Drax. Draco was the first recorded legislator of Athens in ancient Greece. He replaced the prevailing system of oral law and blood feud by a written code to be enforced only by a court. Draco's written law became known for its harshness, with the adjective draconian referring to similarly unforgiving rules or laws. Life, during the 39th Olympiad, in 622 or 621 BC, Draco established the legal code with which he is identified. Little is known about his life. He may have belonged to the Greek nobility of Attica, with which the 10th century Siddur text records him as contemporaneous, prior to the period of the Seven Sages of Greece. It also relates a folkloric story of his death in the Aeginetan Theatre. In a traditional ancient Greek show of approval, his supporters threw so many hats and shirts and cloaks on his head that he suffocated and was buried in that same theatre. Draconian Constitution. The laws that he laid down were the first written constitution of Athens. So that no one would be unaware of them, they were posted on wooden tablets, where they were preserved for almost two centuries on steels of the shape of three-sided pyramids. The tablets were called axons, perhaps because they could be pivoted along the pyramid's axis to read any side. The constitution featured several major innovations. Instead of oral laws known to a special class, arbitrarily applied and interpreted, all laws were written, thus being made known to all literate citizens. The constitution formed under Draco, when the first code of laws was drawn up. The laws distinguish between murder and involuntary homicide. The laws, however, were particularly harsh. For example, any debtor whose status was lower than that of his creditor was forced into slavery. The punishment was more lenient for those owing a debt to a member of a lower class. The death penalty was the punishment for even minor offenses, such as stealing a cabbage. Concerning the liberal use of the death penalty in the Draconic Code, Plutarch states, it is said that Draco himself, when asked why he had fixed the punishment of death for most offenses, answered that he considered these lesser crimes to deserve it, and he had no greater punishment for more important ones. All his laws were repealed by Solon in the early 6th century BC with the exception of the homicide law. Homicide law, after much debate, the Athens answer decided to revise the laws, including the homicide law, in 409 BC. The homicide law is a highly fragmented inscription but states that it is up to the victim's relatives to prosecute a killer. According to the preserved part of the inscription, unintentional homicides received a sentence of exile. It is not clear whether Draco's law specified the punishment for intentional homicide. In 409 BC, intentional homicide was punished by death, but Draco's law begins, II plus or minus a one-half paragraph or one-quarter or one-half degree.
Now, I go all day with that, but we ain't, because there's a lot of law. That's what we under today in the Western world.
Debt slavery. This is what credit is. Your credit score. You're in debt slavery.
There you go. That's it right there. Draco law. Ancient stuff. Not even modern. Ancient. And been redone over. Nothing's new under the helios. Nothing. And same old thing. Just like a
new sharecropper.
Exactly. Now, come on. This is not, I mean, think about homicide. That's why they show us all these movies. All our shows are predominantly police homicide shows. That's Draco Law. And they always got the family in the movies. They give me the whole play of Draco. And all the more. Law and Order, same shit. Perry Mason, same shit.
Adam 12, Beretta, Starsky and Hutch.
I can go all day.
Yes, sir.
Go all day with this. If I had to.
Matlock.
Matt, every day. All day. Heat of the night. Everything. Draco Lobby. Now, here's the bad thing, everybody. See, symbolism do count, no matter if you forget it or not. Hey, I forget shit, too, but something I just be like, say, Twilight's on my ass. Remember the dime. On the dime is fasci symbols. Look at your dime. It's the wheat tied up in a bundle. It's on the Congress. Two fasci symbols. I'll never forget when I learned. I said, God damn. Now, that's not good. Those signs. I mean, fascism is when. Now, I'm gonna tell you why I know fascism is is in our face. Because when I first did a program with a bunch of people back in the day, they gave us, it was amazing. When the Bush family was found out they were from Germany, and we started looking up all these German things. And I realized that, man, fascism, you know, nationalism, it can really bring out a different type. Now, it's happening already in these countries. My brother named these countries. Now, I want y'all to know something. We tell the facts. Those nations that we named that all this money changing going on, very, very brutal to some blacks. I mean, these migrants that are coming into Europe now are being attacked. Just go online. I look stuff up so I know what facts mean. It's right there on their news, stuff that you wouldn't believe. Go look up the Marys. Portugal, Spain.
Hey, just I don't know if you got a chance to read that story I posted a few days ago when my stuff was working. Immigrants, little girls and stuff, they got in the police stations in Chicago. Now they're coming up pregnant. They're saying that it's a possibility the police officers are raping, getting them pregnant. And so they're trying to start to get them out the police stations now.
Now check that out. Can you imagine?
This is in Chicago.
I'm going to just say this. I don't want to test nobody's willpower, but you never know what you don't say. Oh, you in there, and you know that's why that movie they got out now about trafficking, which I must go see, tells me that it's out of hand down there in Mexico going into these. It's out of hand. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we play it off, I know, because none of us are experiencing it firsthand. But just think about it, y'all. They rounded up kids, boys and girls from the ages of 5 to 11 to put in a sex trade. In order for that to happen, they got to dumb the population down big time.
Mm-hmm.
And you use that word.
Allison Mack just got released from jail the other day. The next some cult chick.
Oh, Manson people got out yesterday? What'd you say?
Allison Mack. She just got released from prison, I think it was last week before.
Oh, okay.
The actress.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. You talking about the one who was crazy as Master Car? Well, no, she died. Remember they were scratching their cars out? They were leaving hospitals and going. I'm telling you. Y'all been writing on so many cases, it makes it easy to talk to y'all about this. Let me just say this. I don't know what type of technology they got, because according to him, Jamie Foxx supposed to have been in a brain clot. They must have had the best doctors for him. So whatever he owed him, or I'm sure it got to be something deep. Because that's amazing.
That's a clone. That ain't the real Jamie Foxx. That's a clone.
Now of course, I ain't want to go there. I'm glad y'all took it there.
And remember, he played Electro in that second Spider-Man. Why would they have him playing Electro?
Yeah. So I'm saying to y'all is, you know, I don't know what they tell the family or anybody when this happens. You know, we can only speculate that whatever they sitting down with them, but I know we take them by celebrity for sure. Mentally, most people are, you know, from the whoever you believe to be somebody of your mental high standards, they can induce that too. Sports. And don't be surprised, again, y'all been saying it, y'all always been bringing this up. If these clones out there, it ain't far-fetched that they got clones doing the killing, that's doing these killings. There's no way of knowing who actually...
Gemini Man.
Yeah. Ain't no way of knowing who went to jail. The clone went to jail or the real person went to jail. Which one is it? Yeah, or because we got to come to grips. Y'all been saying deepfake, having programs on. It's now circulating everywhere. Cappy, I just had the mayor of Miami, Suarez, do his whole thing because, again, he ain't got the time to do a campaign. So look where we at now, y'all. I don't even got a campaign. I just sent out the Chappie, the avatar. And then if I want to bring out a human being, now, again, sounds all James Bond, but it's not. And that's where the problem coming in. Because if you deal with this type of, you know, this mentality we all talking here, man, anybody, I'm just looking at, like, look at Stephen A and them. Just look at celebrities that we all be watching. Look how 7,000 ESPN people gone. Courtesy of Disney. Right now they say Disney is empty down here. On our news, Disney does not have the numbers it has right now. They're trying to save pre-COVID. They were doing better right after COVID.
That's why they tried to build the building here in Niagara Falls where the stupid people are.
Right. Now, that's scary. That's scary because that's not just stupid people. But think about what they said. Niagara Falls, a lot of energy. Wonder what they're going to tap into. I mean, they are the ones that are. Now, again, I'm not trying to attack any ethnic group, but facts do show that they are getting paid. They're minorities, small group. They don't need a lot of people to do this thing, y'all. I kept telling you, they do not need masses of people. That's why the Jesus story said, I ain't here for the masses. They don't need a bunch of people to pull this off. I don't know where y'all get this world.
Critical mass. Just a small percent. Yeah.
That's all they need. They don't need a bunch of people.
No, they got Hoto. Hoto signing off on everything here.
Yeah. She's one woman. And got into a crazy way. And then gets in. And then because of the agenda at stake, that money flowing. Now, y'all said the Ukraine money. I'm going to just ask y'all some questions. Now, remember I said neo-Nazi, fascism. If black folks, I'm going to talk to y'all first, can watch. Russia called them, just Russia said, that they was, Ukraine was neo-Nazi. That's exactly what he said. So the intelligence group would say, let me go see if he lying. Let me go see if they... Ukraine ain't too nice to people outside of themselves. I hope y'all look this up. Yet, the amount of money that has been given to this one group would have been reparations five ethnic groups.
The payoff.
Five ethnic groups could have got paid for this, for that much money from Ukraine. I'm talking about they could have paid everybody. Now, you got to tell me, how can black folks, I don't care what your denomination is, church, Philly, I don't care what country you come from, if you identify looking like something like I look, you got to say, how does that look on us? To be able to follow a neo-Nazi regime.
And you got a neo-Nazi governor in the state of Illinois, his family through Ukraine, Pritzker.
Yeah.
They don't know, though, bro. They don't know what they're seeing on the Big Seven. What they're seeing on the Big Seven, they don't know. They don't get it. They just think Ukraine. And see, we are our biggest enemies because we worry about other people's Kool-Aid when we should be worried about our own Kool-Aid. But we so tied up in trying to save the world that with all the influx of immigrants, remember when we talk about people in the community and others that look different than us? I guarantee every one of y'all look around y'all community and you look at, and even down here when I look at South Florida and I look at from the widespread of gone west to Hialeah to down south to every one of those cubbyholes that we used to have, compared to what we have now, we have been marginalized in a little cubbyhole and even sometimes taken over. I go down there, man, the brothers look like refugees in a different time zone because they're so marginalized because of the gentrification that's taking place, and there are others that are in there that don't look like us, and we've been shrinked and across the country.
That's the plan. Because if you could do this across the whole friggin' country in one fell swoop, that is a major plot that's never talked about. Now, here's where it gets pointing to us. Whatever area you at, is money game that they gave all away to a neo-Nazi regime, according to their own Europeans. And I said, man, how? They said, go look it up. Now, I hope y'all looked this up because we did the show on this. That's supposed to be the holy land of where the so-called Ashkenaz Empire was at. Go look it up. And the money going there is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big. Now, the payoff, like I've been saying, here's where I've had a problem with. Y'all got it. We ain't got, y'all not the debate today. The massive debate, and I said the massive debate, is when you're just dealing with normal, regular people. You ain't got to be around. You ain't going to be on this line with these type of people that agree with everything and understand what y'all are saying. Also, when you go out amongst the dead, what we call, that's where the massive debate comes in because you don't know how these people think.
Right. That's where the real stuff is happening out in them streets.
Yeah, because you might say the wrong word, and just by saying what you might believe could cause you to have an issue today. If you say something like, oh, man, I mean, some people can't take you saying nothing against Obama. They don't want you to say nothing against nothing Democrat. You can't say nothing good about this. Now, if you got a psyche out there of fraternal order people, college fraternities, different brainwashing techniques, used on them as well. I mean, you got a group out there. Yeah, you got a group out there. Now, you want to cancel everybody. I just want y'all to look at the economy. I'm telling you, I don't know what y'all looking at. I know what some of y'all know. Right? I'm not saying all y'all, but just out there listening. Do y'all see the amount of jobs they're going to lay off? Now, some jobs are going to still keep themselves, but how many people are prepared to not find a job? So now you are going to have a high concentration of people who don't want to work for these wages. But guess who do? The new
people. Right. What you won't do, somebody else will.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's what, just use the
but
same
they're gonna
verse.
Do this. Lay you off. Lay so many people off and hire so many people, and then they keep doing it, and then you got to go get another job.
The new,
from there. This is
the new economic slave game. The new economic slave game.
Now, in order to, if you already out there knowing what's going on, you the most dangerous when people are to this, because they figure, okay, how long can people hide out really? Given all the records, because you remember, I don't know what anybody does, but a bank is an intelligence agency. Let's be honest. They have to have your social security number. They have to have your driver's license. So as long as they got that in their archive, you got
to
realize.
Hey, Bones, could I add to that?
How this works. Go ahead. I'm listening, y'all.
Could I? Oh, okay. I was going to add to that because what you're saying is correct. It's nothing that is, I'm telling everybody, it's nothing that Caesar doesn't know, because I've had the chance to sit in on just getting to know a system. And every corporation, every municipality, everything that moves is plugged into one system monitored by the federal government. They know wages. They know the rates you're supposed to get paid. They know everything about every system, every company that makes or is involved in fiat, even crypto, because it has to be transferred over. They have to plug into one system, federal system, so they know either you're an apprentice, a master or whatever, and your labor rates, your dollar, they know everything. So you're not dodging nothing. Either you plug in, you either up your money game to be able to switch in and out and diversify whatever you're gonna do. It's on us. That's on a mental, physical, or whatever the spiritual you get in yourself. But everything is on you.
Now, if church starts to take the crypto, it's tithes, you know it's over, y'all. That's all I can tell you. If church coming, y'all, in the next 2 to 3 years saying they got a crypto payment plan, you best to believe it is definitely a two-battle system still.
That happens down here in the Bible Belt, it's a wrap.
I was making that point.
I mean, keep an eye on that one. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, if the church, if give them 2 or 3 years, if they come with a plan, just like this election. Now, I don't think y'all should be arguing with people. You know, a fun time, you know, family you have fun with. But just go berserk, because they're going to incite you to death now. I'm going to tell you why. They're going to make you get mad. They're going to make a lot of people love Trump. Now, by design, we will only find out that soon by just watching this very with all eyes on deck. Because for some strange reason, bias is what we all complain on jobs. But come on. Let's just put all the craziness, you know, if you was a judge. Remember said under Draco Law, the people supposed to, your family members supposed to look at and be, y'all got to ask yourself, is justice even fair to any people who ain't affluent? If you're affluent, you might, because how you don't go to jail with videotapes, everything else, drugs, guns, everything, and you don't go to jail? No, nothing. And then
it's selective prosecution. There is no law.
There's no law. So now we watching this now. Now here it is how they judging us, our psyche, y'all. I'm telling you. Don't, I know you're going to think I'm making this up, but believe me, you don't go into nothing without them knowing your psyche. And they figure out if you're weak or not. That's why some people don't make the military, can't get through basic training. You get through basic training, they know they got a chance with your mind. Now, just think how you look around the world, everybody. Here is blacks look like they empower around the world. If you look at the commercials around the world, blacks is everything now in America. So they see the president, they got cocaine. Lucky right, it wasn't Obama. That'd be an easy one. Yeah, easy. You say, oh, got Obama back on the crack. You would have known he was on the crack. See, you would have known then, but now you don't want now. But here it is. God forbid if it was Trump. Let's be honest, Trump. Y'all have a heart attack. Now, y'all okay? Now, I'm going to tell you how crazy this shit can be. It was okay. Bill Clinton get hit, nobody, I mean, hey, and he said he didn't inhale. So we know drug use ain't a problem for the American people.
But then when a lot of people were saying, oh, he black because he was doing cocaine and playing the saxophone on Arsenio Hall show.
Yeah.
He got head, so he black.
He got the candy man in office, y'all.
Yeah. So now we got the candy man. Yeah, we get, now, this family is getting it. Now, let's be honest. the son is freaked out. Freaked out. I mean, hey, come on. Hey, he's doing some shit. Hey, that's what he, if he get. But the, here you go to jail, and then you're dealing with foreign entities. Now, the black people, I never could understand how Whoopi and all them who we our parents watch these shows. How can somebody
Wesley Snipes? Yeah, Wesley Snipes, Kodak Black had the same charges.
I mean, same charges. I mean, Wesley called hell. I mean, and the crazy part is, you have to say yourself, my goodness, what kind of people will watch? I mean, what loyalty do we have to Satan? I ain't talking about the devil's like y'all think. Satan is an adversary.
There ain't no loyalty.
They're adversary to man. I mean, loyalty to, yeah, they love the adversary against man. Because ain't no way you can watch your people go to jail on a gram of crack, a gram of, back in the day, a half ounce of coke. They going to jail, bust their house up.
But like with R. Kelly, people love him, hate him. But guess what's going to happen? At the end of the day, when he goes away, what's going to be still be there? His catalog.
They going to buy that too.
Same thing with Prince and Michael Jackson. Somebody going to make money off that shit when they long gone.
They going to buy it. The catalog. You should have just, I think Homeboy just sold. Nah, just sold his catalog. Or somebody, someone, one of them suckers just sold the catalog. My thing is this. Who behind the catalog?
Now, exactly.
And then we watching people tell me, and some of y'all feel this way, that they pro-black, we for the black cause. I'm going to tell y'all something. Only your local black people who you around going to be able to save each other. Don't look for no celebrity to come from another area to save you. Ain't going to happen. If the ones local don't save you, you're going to have a problem. If this is going with that premise. Now, you got people saying they're going to do their building. Now they want to, let me tell you something. The housing market at this point in time is at a reset too. It's going to reset.
Mm-hmm.
Those with money and money up like that, you're going to be able to get houses. That's what should say she could get you something. Houses going to be available for those who can make it through the reset.
The average price of the house in Tennessee now is $377,000, but it's starting to drop. They say.
And remember, the supply and demand, so they got to drop something. Can't have all this inventory, ain't nobody buy it. So the problem going to be, and it's not really a problem, some people are going to be able to get some wealth. I'm telling you, I looked at the Great Depression. I looked at all them seas to see how some people became who were broke as hell millionaires. Because innovation comes in. Our people are going to think a way that black market going to open up. Container homes will be the new phase. I want to make that happen. But if I got to use a FT, because you're not going to be wanting no big houses because the construction costs is going to be even more. So new innovation in housing coming.
Mm-hmm.
Compounds.
Yeah. And then that's why you're seeing all these. And now the second phase. Is those, I'll probably be dead. But the innovation in the, what we should look at is that car that somebody sent. That car is probably one of the best investment plan we can find some money to put in as a people group, if you can find it or you have it yourself, whatever way. But think about it, that car, the manufacturing is 2025. You know it's going to be brought by the elite. It starts at $300,000 just for the promo. Wait till they put the advanced level. You're talking about a $500,000 car, if not more, to the next level, which would be. So you have to say to yourself, the elite going to live in the sky just like the movie said they was. Elysium. That's the only reason why they would want to go in space, and this is just opinion, not a fact, is to test gravity's weight for these new modular floating sky things that they want to float in the sky. Because it got to be the proper, ratio to the gravity and all that bullshit. Because they can't go but so far. Let that be known. Unless they can prove it, they can't go past that belt. That belt is a radiation killer. If they could go past that, they would have. America cannot be the only country that went to the moon. That's impossible. And you know these people are dumb as hell here.
And if they went the first time, they shouldn't have no problem going again.
Right. So obviously there's a mess up somewhere. So that's another thing that, and nobody could declassify that because that's not going to happen. Even when Trump said it. But let's go to that election. People are going to be arguing and fighting on this election, y'all. I'm telling you, because the hypocrisy, especially the Christian people. I can see it clear as day.
Civil war.
Once they start to demonize the parents for wanting to take the school, and their system can work with the public schools. So public schools get demonized, which is on the verge by the Christian because of what's going on, the drag queens and all them going into these schools. You will see them rebel. Have you noticed the black community, the preachers? Now, I'm just doing my own surveillance. The preachers don't touch nothing hard at all. Pastor, what you think about child slavery? God just do strange. He ain't going to answer that shit. He can't. If you ask him why the property value went down and all of a sudden groups brought up everything other than blacks, they can't answer.
Mm-hmm.
So right there tells you the plot is
Jesus
in.
Is going to answer. They're going to tell you to pray.
Right.
Pray.
Now, those of you for my sci-fi people, somebody sent me this. Y'all sent it. I'm just going by what y'all sent. This fake alien invasion thing. Now, somebody I knew for
Marvel.
A long time didn't even know about Project Bluebeam. I said, man, all the time I've been saying, I feel bad. I said, man, I must be doing something wrong. I can't get people to believe this. I showed them that Project Bluebeam one more time. My man said, and I know I had to show them before. Just go show amnesia bad. Amnesia funk. I mean, you can't play with amnesia. It'll come back. He looked at his mind and said, oh, shit. And it's like, because they're pumping this invasion on other people's scales. That may not be in America. May not be in America. May be a population who loves and believes that something's coming back. Could be over the Vatican. Could be over anything. All I know is probably
or something that was already here.
Right. All I know is that is being put to the table from y'all own information y'all sent. And then Sean Caddy sent the stuff. I said, look, if these Native Americans that call themselves Native Americans, all you got all these names, my problem ain't going to be the only thing I can bring up that when I used to tell Chief Warhorse, I said, why can't we all get together? Y'all got farms. I'll come and help work. Why couldn't y'all just get licensed, get your own weed, grow hemp? The first thing you grew anyway, because that's what the corn and all that and all the other stuff they were building for the – how do you think the Moors kept selling? Because you think the sales made it all the way through? They had them using hemp to make canvas, which is Converse sneakers. that's why the Moroccan stars on there. I mean, that should blow everybody's mind when I learned. I said, that's not the only So all I can tell people is, we didn't do that. I mean, it's like they had a taboo against stuff they used to grow anyway. You know how much money did the Native Americans, that blacks that have land, if they would have got together and got their own licensing to do all hemp products, they'd be billionaires right now. But because I ain't got no land, it didn't seem like it made sense. Probably. At least farmland. That's for sure.
That story is still going on up here in Tennessee where the state invoked eminent domain on black farmers to get their land so they can sell it to Ford so they can build an electric truck plant.
Now, that's when they used the craziness. Now, that's what y'all was just talking about earlier. That's been used forever. I could never stop it because I didn't even know it existed until in the 90s, like, damn, they could take your land. Nobody in high school said nothing else about. You know, until I found out that your house, through going to them classes with the Moors and all that, Y'all said that the ground, if you don't have a loadie alone, anything below the ground, everything above and below the ground is yours. Most of us only got above ground loans that they could take anything that. So that's why the Beverly Hillbilly was so strange, because he was able to keep. Texas got it too. When they shot their own backyard, whatever came up, whatever it was that was a major resource, it was theirs. Because it had loadio loans back then. That's when they took over.
Black gold.
Yeah. So right there told me, being dumb, didn't know that. So you got older, said,
Texas
wow.
Tea.
Then he was rich because he owned. Now, if he didn't own, if he had the loans we got, we only own above the ground, not below it. We wouldn't get that was eminent domain.
As above, so below.
Mm-hmm. And that's why Trump say drill, baby, drill.
Right. Right. That's what the reason for the. Now he said don't drill, which is a bad thing. But see, that's why I tell people, and y'all listen to us talk. We talk with each other off time. Look at the gas, man. I don't know your area. Gas here goes from, no lie, everybody, from $3.19 one day to $3.59 one day to $3.48 the next day. Now it's $3.44. Now, y'all got to ask me, and we ain't being played. Somebody playing. Didn't you tell me you want me to get an electric car? And everybody you talk to with electric car say it's great. Oh, it's great. It's great. It's great. Okay. It must be. I'm trying to figure out now if it's great, then obviously the production of these cars is going to be, they are going to obviously not make no more gas cars. That's the whole idea.
But see, did you read that article I sent y'all the other day? Ford ain't looking so good with those electric cars. They losing money. Ain't nobody
right.
buying them.
They're too expensive. Because if you're losing your job, this is where it gets crazy, everybody. You're losing most people, not everyone is lying, I'm saying, but statistically, they're claiming a huge cutoff from the job market to go to AI. If they wanted me on that level, I got to at least be somewhat sensible and say, you know what, how long could they possibly take my job? So that may have to make me think of other ways to do shit. That's why it ain't all bad, because it might make you think. Because
right. Not even that, like just with what we were talking about, the real estate, the mortgages, and the rent going up. A lot of people, like I said, if the rent going up, you got to pay more for rent. Then that's going to have less money for other stuff. Like
yeah,
I said
no
earlier,
idea.
People are working two or three part-time jobs down here just to pay their rent. Now, the average rent down here is, what, $1,300, $1,400 now?
Right. And here.
And that's high for down here in the Memphis area. Extremely high.
Now, Chief Judge O'Brown, you're going to have serious a lot of stuff going your way, because housing is part of the mayor. It's the mayor. You got to do backdoor things, I'm sure, talking to the people. At least you got some Judas Prudas. But I'm going to just say this before anybody wants to say anything that's on them. I got the mic, never took nobody out. I just wanted to keep the show flow. But I just want to ask y'all, your region, wherever y'all live, are y'all seeing chemtrails at a high level, especially that it's being hot? And those of you in the hot, I'm in record-breaking heat every day. Every day. It's been a record-breaking heat.
Yeah, 111 Sunday.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
111. That was last Sunday. 111.
And then they got this week, I mean, we damn near double digits. Key West, all of them breaking records now. It's hot. It's humid. I'm telling you straight up, I don't know what your area going to have, but we in hurricane season as well. And so I'm looking at hurricane season.
Y'all seen what has been happening up in Chicago. They've been getting knocked around left and right with them hurricanes and shit.
But what about, look at the flooding. Now, people, the flooding.
Yeah.
Y'all been watching the flooding?
Yeah.
The flooding alone is just as
there's a hurricane. Once your house gets mildewed, it's over. And guess what?
And up there in the Chicago area, and I'm glad you said that, because like one part of the state, one part of the city was getting the hurricanes, and then the other part of the city in the suburbs was getting the flooded. It was like a 1-2 punch.
And also with that, the insurance companies are telling people in those regions, go look it up.
Happened in California. They're not a new house. They're not insuring it no more.
Because you're going to lose. Now, look how much you got to lose. So that cuts out a huge chunk of the middle class just this week. Just this week, we had major floods from New York State to Vermont in the middle. Certain parts of flooding. That's all infrastructure. That means now you begging. Your state is now going to beg for infrastructure money. Watch and see.
Mm-hmm.
Watch.
It's going to be ready to happen here.
Going to beg for it. We need help. Once you beg for the federal government.
But see, that infrastructure, what they think they're going to get, ain't going to be the real infrastructure.
That's what we're talking about.
ESG.
That's what we're talking about. So keep eyes open, man. Everybody out there, I know, appreciate y'all. Much love to y'all. Richmond Heights, beautiful thing yesterday. Everybody else out there, anybody want to say something, go ahead. Feel free, because it's on y'all. Anybody want to make a statement about what else they, or what else is good, or what else they can find? Thank you, Brother Harold. Brother Harold, thank you so much. Go ahead. Go ahead with that, your car. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, brother, for that information earlier. The electric cars that back in 2011, the electric cars was not moving in Japan, and they was just a pile of junk. And they had to get this narrative going, so they had to agree as a global entity to push the electric